or at Tickets West, the Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
Air America Radio News. Good morning, I'm Mark Shearer. News brought to you by the SEIU, Service Employees International Union, the fastest growing union in North America, at SEIU.org. No decision expected today from the decider. President Bush has a meeting on his Texas ranch about Iraq, but the White House calls today's meeting, quote, a non-decisional, end quote, gathering. The group will include Vice President Cheney and General Peter Pace, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The number of U.S. troops killed in Iraq,
George McGovern.
When you were with Jerry Ford, you were dealing with a genuine human being.
To the man in the street, like Bill McMaster, who attended a candlelight vigil last night at the Ford Presidential Museum in his hometown of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I like the sign over here that says he was a nice guy. He was.
The plan for a final tribute to Ford is unfolding.
This is Steve Futterman in Palm Desert. It will begin here in California, then move to Washington, and finally end in Grand Rapids, Michigan. 6 days of tributes and memorials. In Washington, Mr. Ford will be given a state funeral. He will then lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. The final journey will be to Mr. Ford's hometown of Grand Rapids. There, his body will be entombed in a hillside at the Ford Museum.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Former President Ford believed the Iraq War was a mistake. In a Washington Post interview embargoed for release until after his death, Mr. Ford said he very strongly disagreed with George W. Bush's justifications for war. In this recorded interview, Gerald Ford criticized two of his own former top aides who played key roles in the current administration's thinking. Mr. Ford said Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and the president were wrong to emphasize suspected Iraqi weapons of mass destruction that were never found. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, the quagmire that is the war in Iraq will be front and center as the president gathers key advisors, including the vice president and secretaries of state and defense, around him.
I'm Mark Noller in Crawford, Texas. In search of a new U.S. strategy on Iraq, President Bush meets at his ranch this morning with his top national security advisors. We're told they'll be discussing the options Mr. Bush is considering, including an increase in the number of American forces in Iraq. But a spokesman also says no final decisions are expected to be made. Mr. Bush still plans to unveil his new strategy in a speech next month.
In Iraq... Fresh grief over the latest bloodshed. Three bomb attacks have left at least 27 Iraqis dead, and the U.S. military says three more American troops have been killed. Well, now that Saddam Hussein's legal avenues are closed, correspondent Randall Pinkston reports new details are emerging about his execution.
CBS News has learned that Saddam Hussein's final moments will be videotaped by the Iraqi government. National Security Advisor Mufaq al-Rubai says the date of the execution will not be made public to avoid possible unrest from Saddam supporters. But everything from the signing of the final orders by the judge to the hanging itself will be recorded.
Another hat lands in the Democratic presidential ring today. John Kerry's running mate last time around, former Senator John Edwards, announces he is in the running about an hour from now. University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato says Edwards has the necessary savvy, but it's going to be a challenge.
He's no longer fresh. He was the fresh face in 2004. He is not fresh anymore. The expiration date is clearly showing on John Edwards, and he has to find a way to extend that date.
In Colorado, is it going to be deja vu all over again?
We're here to get extra groceries because there's going to be another storm.
I'm Lee Frank in Denver. The storm predicted to arrive this afternoon could add another foot of snow on top of packed snow still clogging neighborhood streets and covering sidewalks. On well-plowed highways and major streets, liquid de-icer is being sprayed to keep the next round of snow from sticking. Not as much snow is expected as accumulated last week when the airport was shut down for 2 days, stranding thousands of holiday travelers. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
It's four past the hour.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with AM 760 Local News Update. It's coming again.
The winter storm watch has been upgraded to a winter storm warning for Denver, effective noon on Thursday through much of the day Friday.
That's 9 News meteorologist Kathy Sabin. We could see anywhere from 8 to 18 inches of new snow from this storm. It will begin this afternoon. Storm's track still proving difficult to predict, and a change in course could affect which areas get hit the hardest. Even as we wait for the second major snowstorm in a week, crews still trying to remove piles of snow lining the streets now. The winter storm could possibly ground planes at DIA again. Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper and officials at DIA have been fending off criticism of their snow removal efforts almost since the last storm hit. Hickenlooper says the city has hired a consultant who has experience helping other large airports, including Chicago's O'Hare Airport. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Good morning. We're enjoying a smooth ride so far. No collisions or activity that will slow you down. Of course, we're enjoying this holiday light traffic, and highways look really good, better than they have in a week. CDOT cleared a lot of that snow yesterday. They've opened up those right lanes off the major highways, removing icy buildup from ramps. And they're also dropping mag chloride in preparation for today's coming storm, so you may notice that sheen. Watch for slippery spots. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, winter storm warning, heavy snow expected by afternoon, 2 to 5 inches by evening, low of 35. Tonight, the snow continues.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear. Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month, Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Geico. Real service. Real savings.
The Osgood File, December 28th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for joining me. Stay out of that snow if you can. But if you also can, please, please. I know that Bonfies has been asking for blood. They're low on blood supply in Colorado. So, hey, if you have time this morning and it isn't too onerous to drive around as you're, you know, getting some, making sure you have supplies and water and batteries and all the good things that we all need when a blizzard hits, because it's coming in, incoming, 7 to 24 inches from some of the predictions I've seen. That an afternoon drive is going to be a mess. So if you can get your boss to let you off early, do that too. And we will have a great talk show this morning. I will not be with you tomorrow. It will be Darren McKee. I hope to see you in the new year shortly, and we wish Jay Marvin well. Once again, I'm Aaron Hart filling in with you during the snow. We have Jerry Bell in the AM 760 Progressive Talk newsroom. He's going to come in if necessary, if need be, and give us some updates on the storm. John Turk is monitoring things back at the studio, so we've got you covered. It's 303-713-7600. Now, I thought we would talk this morning a bit more in depth about Gerald Ford, and lo and behold, I even have a, well, breaking news story. Front page of the Washington Post this morning, thanks to Greg O. You know who you are, Greg, in Denver. He's my Denver one of my Denver correspondents. And welcome. I heard from a listener in Virginia, too, this morning. Good morning to you if you're listening on the Internet at am760.net. Welcome, and thanks for joining me and following me wherever I go. The big news, and we really want to talk about Gerald Ford and his Beaver Creek connection, too. If any of you have been to the Betty Ford Botanical Gardens, I would love to hear from you, or the Ford Amphitheater, because I have not been to either. Plan to when I next hit town, if it isn't the dead of winter and there isn't a massive snowstorm. But in any event, I want to talk to you about this interview because it's really quite extraordinary. And we have, like, can I just tell you, John Turk just put together the best array of sound. We've got end of the year sound. We have ads. We have movie trailers. We have political sound of the year that we are going to weave in, like sort of like a tapestry. This morning's show is going to be like a tapestry, I hope. And we're going to weave in some wonderful sound for you in sound bites. So we'll be doing that all the way through the show today. Listen for your favorite bites. I'll be doing running commentary on them as we go along. I also saw Dreamgirls yesterday. Big tip. Go see Casino Royale, Inconvenient Truth, rent it, and this is my triple play, and go see Dreamgirls. It's a little slow in spots, but I'll tell you what, Jennifer Hudson blows you away. She sings a torch song to end all torches, and she does, I don't even want to spoil it, I don't even want to give away one thing about the moment, just suffice to say, the hair on my arms is being raised as I remember her performance, okay? So just a big tip. And Eddie Murphy, like you have never seen him. Plus, John's going to chip in about his favorite movie of the year. I won't spoil the surprise there either. Although I'm amazed your wife went to you on your anniversary to that movie. So let's talk first, though. Former President Gerald R. Ford, in an extraordinary interview that was embargoed until after his death, told Bob Woodward that he, in July of 2004, up at Beaver Creek, at his house in Beaver Creek, in an interview, said that the Iraq War was not justified. I don't think I would have gone to war, he said, a little more than a year after President Bush launched the invasion, advocated and carried out by prominent veterans of Ford's own administration. This was a four-hour conversation at the house in Beaver Creek, Colorado, Ford said he very strongly disagreed with the current president's justifications for invading Iraq and said he would have pushed alternatives such as sanctions much more vigorously. In this tape-recorded interview, he was critical not only of George W. Bush, but also of his former chief of staff, Vice President Dick Cheney, and then secretary and his defense secretary as well, at that time the youngest, now one of the oldest, Donald H. Rumsfeld, who also served as Ford's chief of staff in his day. Rumsfeld and Cheney and the president made a big mistake in justifying going to war in Iraq. They put the emphasis on weapons of mass destruction, Ford said, and now I've never publicly said I thought they made a mistake, but I felt very strongly it was an error how they should justify what they were going to do. Extraordinary. You know, I mean, here we have confirmation by a president, the 38th president of the United States, a Republican, one who knew all of these people well, who worked with them. He actually said that Cheney, and I was listening to Buchanan talk about this too, Pat Buchanan yesterday, they said that Dick Cheney has had a personality transformation, that he, Ford terms him as pugnacious. He was an excellent chief of staff, first class, Ford said, but I think Cheney has become much more pugnacious as vice president. He said he agrees with former Secretary of State Colin Powell's assertion that Cheney has developed a fever, that's in quote, about the threat of terrorism in Iraq. I think that's probably true, he said. He said his policy in Saddam Hussein's Iraq would not have gone to war based on publicly available information, but he would have worked harder to find an alternative. You know, it makes you wonder. Last night, Keith Olbermann did a fine show. Among it was speculation. Normally, I don't like hypotheticals, you know, because shoulda, coulda, woulda, and why go down that road? Because what are we going to do about it now? But one of the things he remembered was that Ford was one time considered to be Reagan's vice president. Remember, in 1980, you know, it was extraordinary because a president was being asked to be a vice president, and the deal blew up. But apparently, allegedly, one of the conditions Ford had was he wanted Henry Kissinger to be Secretary of State because he wanted to temper Ronald Reagan's right-wing reactionary policies. It makes you wonder, you know, if Ford had earned, you know, I like Jimmy Carter. I don't think he was a very good president. I think he was an excellent, excellent humanitarian. As a president, but I believe that, not my favorite Democrat in terms of that, but I really just think, wouldn't it have been amazing if we hadn't had to endure either Ronald Reagan or George W. Bush? Can you imagine our country? Ugh. So, we will imagine that. We will talk about this. It's, by the way, it's on the front page, A01, and we have sound from it, too, because they posted it on the Washington Post website. So we have that as well. John will be sprinkling that in, too. At 303-713-7600, I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More about this interview, more about the snow. I actually read a story for you on the science of snow. All that and more coming up, plus the funniest bites of the year that we could find that John found. Some absolutely stellar ones, including a couple I haven't heard. So I will discover them along with you. I'm so excited. It's 303.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing away money on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Aspen Hills, a gorgeous townhome-style community conveniently located with easy access to both downtown Denver and DIA. Aspen Hills features both two- and three-bedroom floor plans starting in the 130s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Weather today, that winter storm warning in effect, expecting heavy snow by afternoon, 2 to 5 inches by evening, and a high today of 35. Right now, partly cloudy and 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you don't use it, you lose it. 2006 is almost over, and with it, your insurance flex dollars. Your optic says thanks by having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one pair of new designer glasses at regular price and get the second pair for half price. Finish off 2006 with two pairs of glasses, and your insurance flex plan picks up the tab. Save big on the largest selection of unique, stylish frames from Colorado's premier optical store, Your Optics. Your Optics second pair half price sale. In Cherry Creek North, in Park Meadows Mall, in Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard, and in Flatiron Market Place near Nordstrom Rack.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
The TomTom Give event. You give a TomTom, we give you $100 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution, TomTom. Heck, give two. TomTom. Find your way the easy way.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, thank you. That has been impressive. On the basis of the facts as I saw them publicly, I don't think I would have ordered the Iraqi war. I would have maximized our efforts through sanctions, through restrictions, whatever, to find another answer.
What did the president listen to his father, President Ford, President Clinton, who may or may not have warned him that this was a mess because he wants his wife to run, perhaps, but still, good grief. Now, here's but there's an interview, and that sound is pretty muffled, but we wanted to play at least a flavoring of it. The Washington Post has a front-page story today, an embargoed, Bob Woodward embargoed against using it for, he did these interviews for a future book in Beaver Creek, as a matter of fact, at the Beaver Creek house of the Ford family. And he basically talked to Ford about the policy and about his former colleagues, his employees, Dick Cheney and Don Rumsfeld, neither of whom he said was absolutely creating a big mess. I mean, it is amazing. This interview also talks about how thin Henry Kissinger's skin was. I mean, it's a juicy interview, and you should go read it if you can. And I'd love to talk to you about it, too, because I think one of the things that we were talking about yesterday is still permeating in my mind is how different. Look at him with a grown-up. He's thinking strategically. He's thinking about what it would do to us in the region. He's thinking about what he would have done as president of the most powerful nation on earth. You get the feeling that these guys went, let's go roll. Let's go and do this now. Let's roll over them. Let's kill them all. You know, and then apparently, oh, yeah, and they'll welcome us with open arms and say, thank you for smiting us with democracy. Thank you, neocon artists. Thank you. Yeah, like that's working. What, more than 100 people have died in recent days? And this ties into another story I wanted to talk to you about, and we'll be talking about this a little later in the show with my friend March the G of BartCop.com, who's put together some tasty links. And if you go to Google and just type in Earnhardt links, BartCop has a page for me that has lists of my links and you know, you of stories that I thought were worthy or websites that I think are cool with the help of Martha G. So it's 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. And the ones we talk about today will be posted within 48 hours. It's a holiday, so we'll give her some time. But we'll be talking to her, and one of the things we'll be talking to her about is a look back, and this ties into the superb sound that John Turk has gathered for us today on this snowy day. You know, I know the snow is sneaking in and it's falling, and from what I understand, you know, and I knew this, but it was still jarring to read it again. When even light, fluffy snow falls on top of dense, hard-packed snow, has anybody who's ever been stuck in a snowdrift? And I have. I have. I'm trying to think of the, you know, it's just... I was skiing and I flipped over and I fell boof, into a pile of snow, and I never want to be there again ever because I thought I was going to smother. I mean, I can't imagine being in an avalanche. But the weight of the snow, what happens is the weight of the snow makes it worse. And as you know, when you're trying to dig out, it hasn't gotten warm enough. Even with the solar energy we have melting, it just melts the ice and forms another pack. So now the snow is going to be, I don't want to scare you, but if you can do your chores this morning, I would go out and do them. And if you have time to donate blood as well, please do, because apparently Colorado supply is low. I know my sister does a lot of donating, and I'm going to call her after the show or during the show and remind her, too, because she's got a rare type of blood and often helps out to contribute. 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. The way I'm tying all of this up in a bow for us today, this New Year's present that we want to talk about, is a look back to 2006 and a look forward to 2007. And I think if we're going to look back at 2006, we have to look at the biggest falsehoods, which, you know, bless Eleanor Clift of Newsweek has listed more than a few for us of Bush's biggest, the Bush administration's biggest porkies, the ones that we definitely need to hold them accountable for in 2007, because goodness knows the Republican-controlled Congress has not been doing a thing, not a thing. So this year in review will tabulate some of the worst lies told by Bush and company, and it's one of the things that I put on my list, because I just think some of this will be reverberating years from now. But we better start slogging through them and making sure that we restore our country's reputation, our country's dignity, our country's savvy worldwide. Here's one of them. And we talked a bit about this yesterday and the day before, too. A study now shows that the death toll among Iraqis has reached as high as 655,000 people. Souls, if you will. This has been extensively researched by teams of doctors commissioned by John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. I think a listener mentioned it yesterday. It's also been published in The Lancet. But the group in Baltimore, Maryland, went out and sent doctors commissioned to sample methodology. It's been given scant attention because, you know, the administration is claiming there have only been 50,000 deaths. Well, just think about it. I mean, I don't have a calculator in front of me, but if 50 to 100 people are dying every single day, you know, how do you possibly say it's only been 50,000 so far? There's a horrendous death toll of innocent people in a country the size of Iraq. Think about that. 655,000 people. That's a half a million people in a population of 25 million, and believe you me, at least an estimated 4 to 5 million have fled the country. They're going to Jordan, they're going to Syria, they're going to Saudi Arabia, they're coming here, they're going to Canada, they're going wherever the hell they can to get out of the hellhole that we've made there. 100 bodies turn up routinely in Baghdad's morgue, as Clift reminds us, victims of sectarian violence. And the report, which was published in the Lancet Medical Journal in October, seems closer to the truth than anything the Bush administration has acknowledged. So that's lie number one I want to talk about. I want to talk about lie number two, which is, oh, everybody supports me. They all thought I was doing wonderful. Well, no, you know what? Beaver Creek interview, Ford, hello, didn't think, you know, Cheney's off base. I wonder if Cheney would have said, I love the guy. Yeah, uh-huh. I just get so enraged thinking that these rank amateur bozos somehow got control of our country. You know, you just really have to wonder how the hell this happened. And if you're not registered to vote or you're anybody in your family, go give them a dope slap and tell them, go get registered, go get involved. Do not allow your country to ever be run by people who are as idiotic as this ever again, as malevolent, as tied into the structure that says, okay, let's give Halliburton boatloads of money, which leads me to another big lie that we need to investigate in 2007. Private contractors in Iraq. There are at least 100,000 government contractors in Iraq, a number that rivals 140,000 soldiers. 650 contractors, by the way, Eleanor notes, have been killed in Iraq as well. They do the jobs, and this is the fault of Dick Cheney, who privatized the military back low under Reagan. Do jobs the military used to do, everything from providing security to interrogating prisoners to cooking meals for the soldiers. You know, I think we all have the idea, well, cooking meals, okay, well, then guys don't have to peel potatoes, maybe that's okay. But interrogating prisoners? Providing security? No, thank you. No, thank you. You know, if we can't do it, then forget about it, as they say. AM 760 Progressive Talk. The number's 303-713-7600. The biggest lies that the Bush administration told last year, the faux pas, the political, we're going to do the faux pas follies coming up, the biggest faux pas, the biggest mistakes, the biggest events, we're going to talk about all of that, and we have sound, gorgeous sound all the way through the show. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. As the blizzard rolls in, we'll roll out a look back at the year of 2006. Biggest falsehoods, biggest porkies the Bush administration has told you. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for...
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
QBs along the Front Range. There'll come a day when we won't use fossil-burning fuels, you know, in cars and things. But until we reach that point, if you need an automobile, the serious place to go is Rocky's Autos, and that matching down incentive will save you some real money. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the internet, rockysautos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Credit card companies are such giving people. They gave you a card, gave you money to spend, gave you time to pay. What they gave you was enough rope to tie a great big financial noose and put it around your neck. It's time to cut yourself free. If you have credit card debt, call Debt Set now for free information that can help you take back your financial future. 1-800-400-9309. Credit card companies want us to pay high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call DebtSet now to learn how you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. We can even help you improve your credit rating. If you're in debt, call DebtSet now for free information that reveals the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. And cut yourself free from credit card debt fast. For free information, call 1-800-400-9309. That's 1-800-400-9309. 1-800-400-9309.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. Nope, no weapons over there. Maybe under here.
A blast from the past. George W. Bush laughing about going to war over missing war weapons of mass destruction, which were apparently still searching for in 2006 in the longest war, longer than World War II now. It is just appalling. It really is. I don't think we've gotten quite as long as Vietnam yet. It seems like it, but it is just... it is so frightening what they're doing. And you know what? It's almost annoying. I agree with the fellow who called the other day and said, this isn't a constitutional war. I almost hate calling it the Iraq War. But what else do you call it? You know, I mean, the Iraq undeclared folly that was perpetrated on the people by an usurpation of executive power? Yeah, that's probably more correct, but it's still just as scary nonetheless. Also, America's secret torture prisons. Another thing that we absolutely must talk about, the collapse of America's standing in the world. If this does prove to be a lasting situation, and it may, the Bush administration may have finally taken the bloom off of the constitutional rose of the United States. And I hate this. I love my country. We have done some really terrible things, at times. And I'm thinking of United Fruit, I'm thinking of CIA, I'm thinking of Chile, I'm thinking of all kinds of things, Vietnam. But overall, I think we've stood for a lot of good and decency in the world, too. And when you look at what has happened since these jerks have been in charge, you just want to weep, don't you? I mean, either that or just laugh, because there's really weeping or laughing. That's how I look at it. I mean, you know, it's like the guys are so bad, you can't even believe it. I mean, pugnacious. The pugnacious Dick Cheney shooting a friend in the face. Cheney's got his gun and we've got a war. Great. You know, it's interesting because this retrospective with Ford also has some words about how thin-skinned Henry Kissinger was, speaking of Vietnam. And it said he read all of his own criticism, that he threatened to resign quite often. Any kind of criticism in the press drove him crazy, Ford said. I've got to resign. I can't stand this unfair criticism. I can't do Kissinger very well. Okay, Henry, goodbye, Ford would say, laughing. I often thought, maybe I should say, okay, Henry, goodbye. But I never got around to it. Too bad. I kind of like Ford better after having read this interview, although I still have trouble forgiving that pardon, I got to tell you. I wasn't the one who flip-flopped on that one. It's 303-713-7600. I would love to talk to you this morning on the administration's biggest lies, biggest falsehoods, and the biggest investigations that you would like to see in 2007. And, I think it's got to be things that we can immediately solve and do something about. Things that actually have legs, such as America's secret torture prisons. They existed. Bush acknowledged it as part of his tough guy campaigning this fall. He set up the aftermath of 9/11 to hold suspected terrorists indefinitely. The legality, morality, and practicality of these so-called black sites have come under secrecy. Thank goodness for Dana Priest in the Washington Post. You know, people complain about the mainstream media, but there are a few reporters out there who are digging in the fields and coming up with the goods. And Dana Priest is one of them. After a brief flurry about torture tactics like waterboarding, remember when the vice president made fun of that? Well, we may drown them a little. I don't know. I forget what he said. It was Oh, it's just dig them in water, dip them in water. You know, it's not exactly a baptismal, Dick. Hello? So it's those are the biggest lies that Eleanor and I also really I just look at, you know who I think of? And I know it may not be popular, particularly with the right-wing conservatives. Frankly, I give not a damn. But the reality is, when I think of Jose Padilla, who may be a jerk, who may be a terrorist, but we'll never know. He's a U.S. citizen. And I, by the way, just so that you know, those of you who are Latino or may have been like me and grew up in a Latin American country as well as the United States, I want to say Padilla so badly, but he pronounces it Padilla. So in deference to his own pronunciation of his own name, I will call him Padilla. But I do so reluctantly. Anyway, Jose Padilla is being held, you know, God knows, somewhere in South Carolina in a military prison, last I heard. And who knows where he is, because we'll never know. He's never been charged. He's never been brought up. They you know, this is part of the reason why I think the Attorney General is one of the most... Alberto Gonzalez is one of the most dangerous men in our country. And he doesn't get enough scrutiny either. That, oh, shucks, good old boy kind of Texas, you know, good old guy persona. He is systematically under his watch. We have, I mean, we thought originally that right-wing reactionary from Missouri, and I'm sitting here, I don't know what's wrong with me in names this week. But, John, if you can think of our former attorney general's name, that would be great. Senator Ashcroft, John Ashcroft. So John Ashcroft, we thought he would be bad. But it really has been under Alberto Gonzalez. We've totally abrogated our civil rights, human rights, habeas corpus, the right to be charged. All of these things are being systematically eviscerated. Thank goodness. One of the good things, we need to review the good things that happened in 2006 as well. And one of the very good things that happened is thanks to the Internet, thanks to the bloggers, thanks to your activism, thanks to progressive radio, thanks to you, voters. That's who really did it, voters, who finally began to see. You know, people get mad at me because I don't believe in certain things that everybody else believes in. Bear in mind, you know, three out of... four people in this country believe there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Not true. I was one of the one out of four. Now I've been joined by three other people, you know. It's like, I think maybe there's a half a person in four now who actually still thinks, oh, yeah, well, maybe there are some weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. I don't know where they've been living or what papers they have not been reading, but in it, or, you know, blogging they have not been paying attention to, or television they have not been watching, or radio they've not been listening to. But... you know, everybody pretty much knows now that we were bamboozled into this war. You know, I knew with a chill hand around my heart as I sat in my sister's living room in Inglewood watching us march off to war, watching the poo, 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 you know, the lovely lights of bombs falling in the middle of the night. Because it is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing we've done. And because... And when we look back at Ford, who made, whether you agree with them or you disagree with them, you had the feeling that a grown-up was making these decisions, that somebody who wasn't acting from the lizard part of his brain, from the lower half of his anatomy. You know, if that sounds sexist, so be it. But, I mean, Condi Rice does, too. They all act from the lower parts of their beings, not the higher. And when you're president of the United States and you're in charge of the executive branch of the government, I expect you to think from the better angels of your nature rather than the evil, mean-spirited devils that have been perpetrating our foreign policy and our domestic policy. So, that's my rant. What's yours? 303-713-7600. The good thing, though, out of all this, thanks to all of those things I listed... radio, TV, bloggers, you, we elected a Congress that may be able to at least put a drag on the idea of Joe Biden, when he announced for presidency, that he would definitely oppose solidly a surge of troops, although it looks like, and Overman confirms, along with Newsweek and others, Bush is going to go for the surge. He's going to go for status quo. Good grief. 303-713-7600, AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on The J. Marvin Show.
AM 760.
760. Progressive traffic.
Well, pretty nice ride so far. Traffic just starting to get busy southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen and, of course, into the downtown area. We have a minor problem. Looks like a mishap from Broadway to northbound I-25 to watch out for. Some congestion and slowing forming on 6th Avenue out of Lakewood. And right now, good speeds on 225 across Aurora. Clear, dry, and fast from the tech center to the center of town. Still no major wrecks or issues through that corridor. Weather today, winter storm warning, heavy snow by afternoon and into the evening, high of 35. Right now, partly cloudy and 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Always on your radio, always online. Live streaming brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver. Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760, Progressive Talk. The Army National Guard.
My name is Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-380-0500. That's 1-800-380-0502. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-380-0502.
I'm Ty Pennington. If you love appliances, you want them to stay running. Come in and see us this Saturday. We're having the Appliance Health Check. We've got professionals in the field that are going to let you know everything you need to know about appliances. You're going to see things in appliances you've never seen before.
This Saturday only, Sears is bringing in our expert service technicians. They'll help you diagnose whether your appliances are running properly and efficiently, plus explain all the latest innovations and options.
So people, quit asking me. Come to Sears, because, well, you really should talk to professionals.
The Home Appliance Health Check event, Saturday only at Sears.
Imagine brightening your home with the same bulbs that light up the Times Square New Year's Eve ball. Philips Halogena Light Bulbs. For a limited time when you buy halogena bulbs at the Home Depot, you can get a mail-in rebate for up to $10 and a chance to win a trip to New York City to celebrate New Year's Eve 2008 and see Philips light up Times Square. Simplicity is a light bulb that can brighten your room and your new year.
Visit Philips.com/New Year's Contest for rebate and sweepstakes rules. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 1-11-07. Must be legal U.S. resident. 21 or older to enter. Void where prohibited.
Phillips, sense and simplicity.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I sometimes feel as though Alfred E. Newman is in charge in Washington. Every problem we've got is like, what me worry?
Very funny, Hillary Rodham Clinton. We're reviewing the recent quotes in order to bring you some New Year's Day fun. I won't be with you. New Year's Day will be Air America programming here on AM 760 Progressive Talk tomorrow. Darren McKee's filling in, so I would love. I have to work somewhere else, and I will be. Who knows what will happen in the new year? But hopefully, I'll be joining you as well. Now, you know, I really want to talk to you. And Jay, of course, recover speedily. Maybe Jay will be back. Who knows? It's 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart filling in. That was Hillary Rodham Clinton, who has now been joined in just this week, just as we've been waiting through snowstorms. Joe Biden and yesterday John Edwards announced on the Internet. He had first announced on The Daily Show. This time he chose the Internet to launch his campaign. I don't know. He's really great. He's got some great issues on poverty, but I don't know. We need somebody with gravitas and foreign policy experience. I'm just not sure. But he said he should be tested on it, and we'll see. Marquez in Denver. Welcome, and thank you for joining us on the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Hey, long time no hear, Aaron. I called you about like 6 months ago, and we had a nice little talk.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't perceive to be no force here, but if you ask somebody who's a people who have been oppressed, and I did, I asked my stepfather, I said, what is it going to look like when Bush take it hold? He said the standard of living and our ways of life was going to go down. He said he didn't know how. He didn't know what the methods were, but he said it was going to go down. And we tend to agree with me and a couple of my office workers when we were working. And we heard the Supreme Court's results. We said, look, that was bogus, and we understood what was going on. We had a feel. We knew it was robbed. We knew it was something wasn't right. So we sat back and we said, look, this during Bush's time, it's going to be a mess. And I also like to say, for this war, I understand that the elite, not the elite, but the Iraqis that were in favor of the United States going in, I heard that they're all gone. So how is the United States going to stay in there and try to keep peace or try to maintain peace when only people that are really fighting is the radicals and the ones that were turned into radicals because of what the United States did to the citizens, Abu Ghraib, the raping of the village, Haditha, all that sort. So I just want to know why is nobody saying that the chaos in Iraq is caused by insurgents, foreign people, people whose families probably been gutted up by the United States military? Why ain't nobody saying that?
Well, there are signs apparently now in different neighborhoods in Iraq where they're saying things like in the Sunni neighborhoods it's like Shia, keep out. I mean, they are just falling apart into different tribes, and that's part of the you hit the nail on the head, Marquez. That's exactly what's happening. They're fracturing into tribal, ancient tribes, and they're starting to wail on each other. And a lot of these resentments have built up, you know, in a religious way for 1,500 years, but I think it was brought to a head and thrown into the spotlight when the United States did not secure the country. You know, I don't know about you, Marquez, but, you know, just like watching the Supreme Court do that, when I saw the rioting start in Baghdad, you know, a couple of days after we invaded, and they started looting ancient artifacts out of the museums and running amok in the city, I went, oh Lord!
Oh yeah!
You don't want to say, you do not want to send that message to the people of a country that, hey, we've just invaded, but we're not in charge. We don't care enough to save your treasures. We don't care enough to protect you. And now, you know what makes me sick is the rhetoric of we're going to go in and stabilize the country. We're going to go in and make them safe. And it's like, where were you 4 years ago when they needed you?
Yeah, and I want to say there was no intentions to do any of that sort, because anybody with good minds, I refuse to believe that leaders of a nation refuse to understand anything before they proceed to go to war. A war, the biggest thing you can ever go into. You cannot know nothing and go into war.
No.
That is illogical. That doesn't fat. It's not fathomable to me. So what makes me think this is a devious president? This president wanted chaos. He wanted chaos to reap havoc and profit from. These are profit people. These are elites that want to just grab hold of anything they want, and they basically saying, I'm tell you what they're saying. I'm not saying this is true. This is what I believe. They're saying, why is this black stuff underneath these people's feet? They don't deserve this. Plus, I think scientifically they're running out. Oil supplies are running out.
Yep,
that's what I think.
You know, I think you may be right. And have you seen an Inconvenient Truth with Al Gore?
No, I haven't. But I can basically sum up the movie in my thought process.
I bet you can too. But it is something to see the pictures that he has in that, and the illustrations of how the oil is going down, and what would happen if the flood started, you know, and the ice pack melts.
Florida is gone. Texas. I'm a Texas. London. Most of the cities that are below sea level are gone.
Yep, gone.
25 years.
Gone. You've got the message, obviously, Marquez. You certainly do.
I just want to say scientists have been telling these people this, and I think they're going for a grab. They're going for a grab before the market leaves. This is what's been going on for centuries.
Yeah, and Bush is also going to apparently come out and say, I'm in favor of saving polar bears in order to try to, you know, he's finally going to cop to the fact that there's global warming.
Yeah, he'll be sitting back in his lovely castle looking at polar bears extinct in museums, talking about I caused that. I'm probably responsible for all that. This is how evil these people are. And I'd like to say one more thing before I go. Don't mistake in stupidness for evil. Evil is a very fine thing. When you know it's deliberate and you can see it every day, it is evil. There's no comprehension. There's nothing to do right with this administration whatsoever. So just leave you with that note. I love you, Aaron. I'm glad I talked to you again. Thank you.
I am too. Have a very happy new year, Marquez. Have the best year ever.
You do, Sue. You do the same, man. Happy holidays and happy Kwanzaa for my culture.
Thank you, indeed. Happy Christmas
for your culture.
Today is the third day of Kwanzaa or the third?
This is the 27th, so 25th. I think it's the third, going on the third day.
Yeah, I think it's the third day of Kwanzaa. Well, anyway, happy Kwanzaa. Thank you so much. Enjoy your family celebration. I appreciate it.
Yes, bless all your family and everybody in the studio. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Marcos. I appreciate it. I'm Aaron Hart. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Listen, Marcos is evil or stupid. It's so true, though. I do believe some of it's evil. I do believe some of it's evil. And some of it is the banality of evil. When I look at them, I think about the banality of evil. Because what they did was, I think people like Wolfowitz truly believed that it was going to be really, really good to establish a democracy. And they got to window, it's going to be really, really good to establish a democracy. It'll be really, really good. And we'll have oil and they'll pay for it and everything will be great. You know, since when of it is that when you play that sentence back in your head in a logical way, you think, even if your intentions are good, and I don't think they were good, by the way, how do you say to yourself, I know, let's invade a country and make them pay for it? That's a really good idea. And they'll welcome us with flowers. When you play that sentence back in your head, you wonder, how did 3 out of 4 people ever believe this administration? Ever, 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 ever. How did they believe them? 303-713-7600. And you know how they believed them? You know how it happened? People got scared. They acted from their lizard brains. And when you act from your lizard brains, you are susceptible to being lied to. You are susceptible to focusing on things that matter more than the reality in front of your face. And to me, being an ultimate, I try to be sensible. I try to be logical. I try my best to try to see what the meaning behind all of this is. And I have to tell you, what I've come up with your help, with listeners who talk to me every day, if I can help it, we need to pay attention to straightening out, getting this war stopped. That's what we need. And I was thinking the other day, you know, Ford, the U.S. Congress challenged him at every turn. They defunded the Vietnam War under Ford. They stopped funding it. And maybe it is time to go for Dennis Kucinich's idea. I don't want to hurt the troops, and I don't want to punish them for having followed their leader into an illicit, illegal, immoral war. But we have to, because a lot of them are 18, 19 years old and don't have the sense of geopolitics. They probably do now, but they didn't then. So I really, really believe that what we need to do as we enter this new year, when all of us tend to feel hopeful, and I'm one of them, is make sure that we hold them accountable. How do we do so? We'll talk about that in the next hour. We'll also play more sound for you. We've got years in review. We've got all kinds of fun comments. And you know Macaque is going to come up. 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. Plus some fun local bloopers that I can't wait to hear. John Turk at the helm. I'm Aaron Hart, your host on J. Marvin's show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Once again, that number, 303-713-7600.
If you don't use it, you lose it. 2006 is almost over, and with it, your insurance flex dollars. Your Optic says thanks by having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one pair of new designer glasses at regular price and get the second pair for half price. Finish off 2006 with two pairs of glasses, and your insurance flex plan picks up the tab. Save big on the largest selection of unique, stylish frames from Colorado's premier optical store, Your Optics. Your Optics second pair half price sale. In Cherry Creek North, in Park Meadows Mall, in Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard, and in Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack.
Support that could change your investing strategy forever. 1-800-500-3305.
At Fisher Investments, our experience managing over $30 billion for millionaires and institutions has given us valuable insights. Insights can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make, the worst and most costly ones.
If you're an investor with a substantial portfolio, request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today.
The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility.
For your free report, call 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305. 1-800-500-3305.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up after noon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKCN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. He didn't want anyone to know until after his death, but a just-published interview with former President Ford reveals he had strong feelings about the Bush administration and Iraq. Let's go live to the White House, CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Plain-spoken Gerald Ford thought the Iraq War was a mistake. Reporter Bob Woodward tells Washington Post Radio, Mr. Ford questioned the justification for invading Iraq.
He thought the way of getting in, the rationale for it, was totally inadequate for that most serious of decisions that a president makes.
In the Post interview, Mr. Ford singled out his own former aides, Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, saying they were wrong to emphasize suspected weapons of mass destruction. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Observances for the former president begin today in California. His body will then lie in state at the Capitol starting Saturday. Services Tuesday at the National Cathedral. He'll be buried next Wednesday in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Saddam Hussein could be executed within days, and the CBS News correspondent Randall Pinkston reports every step will be recorded.
The government will not announce the execution date in advance because of concern about possible unrest. But everything from the documentation of Saddam's trip to the gallows to the hanging itself will be videotaped. Iraqis, members of the coalition, and international representatives will witness the execution.
A controversial decision due on using cloned animals for food.
The FDA is expected to give its blessing to meat and milk from cloned animals, citing the findings of government scientists that this food is safe and that no special labeling is needed. The scientists say even before clones reach the age of two, they are indistinguishable from other animals. Andrew Kimbrell at the Center for Food Safety claims many clones have deformities and that there's little taste for this.
The vast majority of Americans do not want to consume meat or dairy products from cloned animals.
Pointing to recent food poisonings, he says,
this administration has not been paying attention to food safety. So this is kind of like a Katrina on your plate.
Public comment will be sought before any final approval. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
New Yorkers pay tribute to the godfather of soul. CBS News correspondent Jim Taylor is live in New York.
Peter, at the Apollo Theater in Harlem, people will be paying their respects at a public viewing of the body of James Brown. Daryl Poe is looking forward to it.
It was an inspiration to me personally, you know, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud, and just trying to strive to make a better world for me and my family.
James Brown's body will lie in repose in the same theater where he appeared so many times. Peter?
In Denver?
We're not doing anything differently.
And airport spokesman Chuck Cannon says they're bracing for another storm.
Obviously, we had to close the airport. We didn't like that, but when you get an inch and a half of snow per hour and 40-mile-an-hour winds and drifts up to 12 feet deep on your runways, you just can't operate safely.
S&P futures down half a point. This is CBS News.
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
It turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health.
And stretch and bend.
Like morning exercise and taking silver.
Centrum Silver Multivitamin is age-adjusted. It helps protect your health as you age with key antioxidants that help support natural cell repair. Centrum Silver Multivitamin.
Things have sure changed around here.
Our health protection starts with silver.
Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
Duck,
The Halsley.
Ah, the sounds of TomTom portable navigation devices singing in sweet harmony. And now through the holiday season, if you buy any TomTom, you get $100 off.
$100 off.
It's the TomTom Give event. You give a TomTom, we give you $100 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution. Heck, give two. TomTom, find your way the easy way.
$100 off.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. The storm clouds building, the snow going to start by noon today in the metro area, the second major storm in a week. Winter storm warning goes into effect at noon. Up to 8 to 18 inches of the white stuff is still possible, and we'll be watching closely. Out at the airport, where travelers are concerned again, 10 Frontier flights already canceled over the next few days. Other airlines may be following suit. No snow yet, but when it falls, DIA's Chuck Cannon says they will be ready.
We're preparing as if this is going to be a significant storm. The crews will be on around-the-clock shifts, 12-hour shifts. And, you know, we'll just pretty much play it as it comes.
Denver's light trucks and SUVs going to be outfitted with plows as well to clear the side streets, while the heavy plows will be moving snow off the main thoroughfares. It's the first time Denver has taken that step. Mayor John Hickenlooper taking responsibility for criticism after last weekend's blizzard. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we've got some major hotspots for the city. Rex reported on the ramp from 225 to westbound I-70, and a couple on C-470, one westbound approaching Lucent, the other eastbound C-470, your ramp to University. Now, out of the city, a vehicle spun off the highway northbound 25 at Founders Parkway. We did have a fire unit blocking the far right lane, and traffic is a little slow past it. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, that winter storm warning in effect, and with a high of 35 degrees, 2 to 5 inches of snow expected by this evening. Right now, partly cloudy and 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Don't leave your holiday memories sitting in the camera. Right now you can get prints for just 15 cents each at King Soopers. Log on to kingsoopers.com for online processing, or bring your digital media card into any participating store. King Soopers. Right store, right price.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, pretty nice ride so far. Traffic just starting to get busy southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen, and of course into the downtown area. We have a minor problem. Looks like a mishap from Broadway to northbound I-25 to watch out for. Some congestion and slowing forming on 6th Avenue out of Lakewood. And right now, good speeds on 225 across Aurora. Clear, dry, and fast from the tech center to the center of town. Still no major wrecks or issues through that corridor. Weather today, winter storm warning, heavy snow by afternoon and into the evening. High of 35. Right now, partly cloudy and 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Top three resolutions for the new year. Number three, spend less time at the old refrigerator. Should be easy because I'm getting a new one. Number two, be happier. Well, a new spa tub should help with that. And number one, spend less money.
Get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card, and get up to a $250 gift card by mail-in rebate with purchase of major appliances over $297. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Rebate offer valid through January 15th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Woo-hoo! This great career starts at arm's race. Tom DeLay in my space. And Cheney shot me in the face. Shadow Surrey, Tom Cruise, Mel Gibson, Hazy Jude, Pirates of the Caribbean, Ricky Martin, Cindy P, and Kenneth Lake, then gone off the hook for Ann Ron, Hezbollah, the Middle East, Ugly Betty, Wannabe, Star John, Sarah Lawrence, Hugo Chavez, Big Car, Wannis, Muscle, Drinking Out of Our Cartoons, and a Pope. Paris Hilton, George Michael, and the chick from Oz, God, D.
That's from that hilarious website that did the political ads for John Kerry and George Bush, and I can't. I'm blanking on the name of it, but we got it from Comedy Central, which had it posted on its website. Thanks to John and AJ for putting that up on our sound bank of options this morning. I love that song. Isn't it great? And when you think about it, I mean, from Mel Gibson to Michael, it's just so sad. The racism that came out, the anti-Semitism that came out in the public, but encouraged by an administration that really thinks so little of everyone on the planet, really. When you think about it, they really don't like anybody very much. So, Marquez posted a very good question before we went to the break, and here it is. Is the Bush administration evil, mean, crazy, or are they stupid? Now, slow, dim-witted, insane, perhaps? I think they're a combination of all of those things, actually. 303-713-7600. I don't think intelligent, diplomatic, smart figures into this at all, except maybe cunning in the sense of being evil might. How about you? You can tell I'm going to play with adjectives and nouns today. It's 303-713-7600. I would love to talk to you. By the way, we can also play the presidential game, Who Do You Want, in 2008. John Edwards just threw his hat in the ring from the bowels of New Orleans, which, by the way, this just in, is still a mess. I mean, one of the articles that I've read recently is by Spike Lee going back. By the way, if you have not seen another tip for your hat for TV, if you have not seen Spike Lee's record, you must. HBO, I think it's out on videotape now, on DVD. You really have to see it. You really do. I mean, it's Spike's best work. 303-713-7600, AM760 Progressive Talk, Pat in Broomfield. Welcome.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Pat.
I agree with you about Gerald Ford, totally, 100%. And frankly, he's being painted right now as a bit of a plaster saint. I don't buy it.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Not
no.
one bit.
No.
Number two, I sent a letter to Senator Wayne Allard before this nightmare started, begging him not to do this. Please don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Please do not. And I got this pack back from him. And as far as I'm concerned, I lump him in with all the rest. And number three, I say they're all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And I'm sorry, Georgie boy, in my book, he is stupid beyond belief. And I've heard people say, no, he really isn't stupid. He's just not intellectually curious. I think he's stupid.
I think the walking definition of stupid is not intellectually curious.
Well, but I think Dick Cheney,
yeah,
to me,
evil,
is a very dark man and a scary man.
Evil. Rumsfeld, evil.
Right there.
Yeah,
right
like
there.
I used to say this about a number of other right-wing Republicans of the past, but including Gorsuch and her pal. But if you took off their shoes, you know you'd see cloven feet.
Well,
I
will say this also. Mr. Ford's reason for pardoning Dick Nixon was he didn't want the country probably should have gone through that. That's a lesson you'll never forget. Well, we forgot Vietnam, evidently, because we're reliving it. And perhaps in some ways it's even worse now. If I were in charge, which it's probably a good thing I'm not, Mr. Cheney and Mr. Bush would be removed from the White House. They would be sitting in jail. They would be tried as the war criminals they are. And that would be the end of it. We need to do that. We need to prove to the world that we have the guts and the strength to deal with these types of people.
Well, look what happens in Britain. When there's a big scandal, and theirs are mostly autosexual, but when they have scandals, they, you know, they resign. They do not stay in office. They also are brought up on, they are investigated. And you know, I really believe that we need a mechanism to do this. Ariel Sharon, when he was in, you know, for his legal deals, they investigated in Israel. I mean, there has to be a way outside of the parliamentary system. We have a republic that we can, we do have mechanisms in place. And what, as you were speaking, I was thinking, you know, this is so sad because if we had gone through with making Dick Nixon pay for his crimes, and I think any president after Ronald Reagan would have hesitated on Iran-Contra.
I agree.
Oliver North would have never stuck his little pointed head out into the light of day.
No, I agree with you.
We would have had consequences for actions, perhaps. Well, and then we would not have made a joke out of impeachment by bringing up somebody for a private sexual act in the White House. And really, and maybe it was their intention of some of them to make the impeachment process a joke.
Well, that very well may be. And I think it's time we stood up. If we are not strong enough as a people, if we are not strong enough as a nation to endure that, then we've got problems that go to our core.
Mm-hmm.
I personally believe we are strong enough, and I think the old, you know, what's that old saw? If you're going to dance, you got to pay the band. Well, guess what, boys? You've done a lot of dancing. Now it's time to cough it up.
Yeah.
And I'm done with them.
I want Henry Waxman. I want Joe Biden. Yeah. I want the guys from Massachusetts. I want them to line up and investigate, but I also want it to be as much as possible as it can in this media-saturated environment that we live in. I want the country to watch this. I want those three out of four people who thought that there were weapons of mass destruction who were bamboozled by the use of fear. And that part was definitely evil. The terrorizing the American people to follow you down a path to an illegal, illicit war. And again, I may differ from you, Pat, in the sense of I understood Afghanistan. I still understand
I agree with Afghanistan.
So we're on the same page there. I understood that. That was a different ballgame, and we should have concentrated on making that a model state.
I agree. I agree completely. And one last thought that I have to believe to my core. I'm old enough to remember when it was the Kennedys were looked on as American, quote-unquote, royalty.
Yep.
I think the Bushes think they are.
Oh.
Let this be a reminder. Because there's George Prescott Bush, who they've got in the wings, Jeb's kid. No, thank you. Wrong answer.
No,
go do something else with your life, sweetheart, because I don't want another Bush to even step foot through the front door of the White House.
No, gracias. And you notice that the Bush parents are down with Jebby in Florida, who has looked distinctly pained today, these days, because he knows he has absolutely no shot
ever. Ruined. He's ruined, and there were secrets in Jeb's past. I'm from Florida, and I know some of Jeb's little dark, deep secrets. He's no plaster saint either. And as far as I'm concerned, to take it to the absolute end, the old man, there's the man running the machine.
Yeah.
And, you know, Georgie, old George, may come across as his senior statesman. Baloney.
Yeah, let's not forget he was the head of the CIA when Allende was slaughtered.
Thank you.
Let's not forget.
Have a wonderful day.
Especially in a year where Pinochet has finally gone to meet his just maker, and he has a pointed tail and horns, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right. And he loves
metaphorically speaking. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call. Happy New Year, Pat. I'm Erin Hart. She's right. We have to have. And she's right. It is. She's with me. Mixture of stupid and evil. So far, it's too evil, too stupid. I'd love to hear your vote. Is the Bush administration evil or stupid? And I'd love to know, too, what you think of the budding array of candidates that we have out there, from Kucinich to Vilsack to Edwards to Biden now, all announced. Barack Obama, Hillary Rodham Clinton waiting in the wings. We have a plethora of wonderful sound and lookbacks. By the way, I did remember that website. It's jibjab.com, and Comedy Central is where we retrieve the sound. And once again, I love that end of the world as we know it sequence. We may have to do that again before the show closes out. But we have such wonderful sound, thanks to John Turk, who's manning the studio back at the where the snow is blowing in. So do your errands, go give blood, And
hey, Broncos fans, there's a great new book just for you, available only at King Soopers. For Broncos fans only, has Sports Illustrated covers, great trivia, and incredible stories about the Broncos and their fans. Hurry into your nearest King Soopers for your copy today.
70, actually, two of them, one on the eastbound side at University, and the other on C-470 westbound that's affecting traffic between Broadway and Lucent. Right lane was blocked there. For your I-70 corridor westbound, watch out for a collision on the ramp, actually from 225 to westbound I-70. So traffic heating up definitely around the city. Still seeing some slowing coming out of Thornton, North Glen, southbound 25, and into the downtown area. Looking for a winter storm warning today. Heavy snow by afternoon, a high of 35. Right now, partly cloudy and 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make, using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Jay Marvin here. Hey, if you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that'll save you money, available only from my friends at the Mortgage Store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program. I guarantee you're going to love it. They're going to combine a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate all your bills into one low, low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company you can trust that'll get you the results. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They have $25 million dedicated to this program, and it's not going to last long. So call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last, so don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-700-9808. That's 1-800-700-9808. 1-800-700-9808.
AM 760. And a look back at a good year. A great year.
Dramatic change is coming in Washington.
Democrats have taken over the House of Representatives now.
It's just a question of how blue do you want to get, brother?
The crowd is just going absolutely crazy.
Got a bigger tent than they do. That's how you got to look at it.
Bill Ritter is the next governor, and we, the Democrats, are in control of the House of Representatives.
Keeping it going in 07.
Thank you, Colorado! I want to get as blue as we can get, man. That's how blue I want to get.
This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Nick Robinson, BBC News. Mr. President, the Iraq study group described the situation in Iraq as grave and deteriorating. You said that the increase in attacks is unsettling. That will convince many people that you're still in denial about how bad things are in Iraq and question your sincerity about changing course.
It's bad in Iraq. Does that help?
Why did it take others to say it?
Sniggering! The president was sniggering at that question, to borrow a British phrase. Sniggering, I tell you. And if my family's listening, write me and let me know if you want to check in about the storm. Please feel free to call up as well at 303-713-7600. My family lives on a snowy street. I hope they're fine. In the storm that's coming, it will be hitting around noonish, being estimated now. You know, anywhere, it will dump some snow today and apparently more snow tomorrow because this is a slow-moving blizzard. So a memo to John Hickenlooper, start your engines from those plows now. 303-713-7600, it's AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, whom we wish a speedy recovery and an even better year in 2007. And Kwanzaa, it is the third night of Kwanzaa, which is the sixth day of Kwanzaa, is New Year's Eve, when family and friends gather to feast and celebrate history, culture, and the coming year. So we're sort of having a Kwanzaa celebration on air today, and also reflecting on the Bush administration, even President Ford in death, has released Bob Woodward to reveal that he thought the Iraq War was a mistake, and that Cheney has become more pugnacious, and he and Rumsfeld didn't appear to have a good policy or know what they were doing when they went into Iraq. I'm paraphrasing a bit, but read the Washington Post story. It's really quite scathing, and it has some good Kissinger dish, too. Geek Alert, Science of Snow article in the Denver Post, very cool, by Katie Heumann. Very fun, very, very fun. So read that up so you can prepare for the snow and be even more careful than you were going to be. We're also pondering the question this morning, is the Bush administration evil or stupid or both? I say both. Peggy in Aurora, welcome and thank you for joining us.
How are you this morning?
I'm pretty well.
That's a good thing.
Except my dog is a little coughy. He doesn't have kennel cough, but he's, they tell me he's reverse sneezing. He's going like that.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know why.
Oh.
He was very sleepy this morning, though.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Me, too. I took him to the vet yesterday.
Well, he'll be better soon.
Me, too.
Yeah. Listen, on the issue of evil or stupid.
Yes.
I have a definition of stupid. It's when a person has the ability to learn and chooses not to.
Ooh.
And if you use that definition, mm-hmm. Bush's lack of intellectual curiosity is very much stupid.
Yeah.
He has the ability to learn, and he's choosing not to, but as our president, he has this ultimate responsibility to have intellectual curiosity, to explore all options, and to then chart a course through the best of them.
Mm.
So stupidity is definitely what I consider Bush. That doesn't mean he's not intelligent. He does have, I don't think he's one of the smartest people we've ever had, but he does have the ability to learn.
He does.
He made it through an MBA.
Allegedly. Yeah, with C's, but still. Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, hey, I'm in college and I have empathy because I somehow managed to get A's last quarter, but I'm not sure how. I really am not. I really struggled on some levels. And it was
hard work. Yeah, well, I'm cool, too, trying for my master's.
And, are
you? You know, it challenges my intellectual capacity at times, but you're good.
Yes.
You know?
You should be learning. You don't want your brain to atrophy. You don't want to sound like Barbara Bush when you get older. Did you notice she? Did you hear her urging contributions, saying, "Yes, we want you to give to the Salvation Army when they ring those bells"? I felt like going, "Ah, honey, I remember you standing in Katrina making remarks about how those people." You don't remember
exactly.
That?
Exactly. I wrote an email to Randy Rhodes yesterday, but I don't have access to my email all the time, so I don't know if she has responded. But my issue with all of this is that the evil is our dependence on fossil fuel.
Absolutely.
And if we don't address that dependence as a world, not just our nation, but as a world, then we are asking Mother Nature, God, whomever you choose to say, to let us know that we're stupid. Same issue. We are stupid for allowing this to happen.
Absolutely. No, and we saw it coming. I mean, Jimmy Carter told us. He told us. You know, every time I turn my thermostat down to 67 these days, or 66 or 65, where it hovers between 65 and 67, and I put my sweaters on, I think of Jimmy Carter warning me 20 years ago, 30 now, saying, stop this. Stop this now. We have to stop. We have to get weaned off. And no president ever, including Clinton, picked it up in a way. And I think that was one of the disappointments that Al Gore had with that administration, is there was not a concerted effort to go after an alternative to fossil fuels, which is one reason why I kind of want him to run again with Barack Obama.
I do, too. That's my dream team.
Mine,
that's what
too.
I was going to tell you.
Mine, too.
I really, truly believe if we can conquer this global warming thing, and it may be too late now, but I still hope, Pandora's box, you know, the last thing out was hope.
Yeah.
And so that's my hope, is that we can still conquer this global warming thing, and the only way to do that is to get off the fossil fuel dependency.
Amen, sister. Thanks so much for your call.
You have take care.
Have a lovely New Year, Peggy. Best of luck with that Masters.
Oh, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Welcome. And we have a clip from Inconvenient Truth, thanks to John Turk as well. Maybe we'll play that, John, coming out of the box and remind everybody of that, because it is really, an Inconvenient Truth was my rental of the year. I really liked Why We Fight as well, but as a documentary. But the documentary of the year, I really think, is An Inconvenient Truth. It is a lyrical documentary, and you just wish that he had released it in 2000, because if he had done it, I think he'd be president today, and he wouldn't be in Iraq. And if wishes has horses, if wishes were horses, I'd be flying. No, I don't know. AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. And the question of the hour is, Bush administration, evil or stupid? It's 3-2, stupid to evil. I'm Erin.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Exit ramp. Also had a minor problem at your I-70-225 merge. It's on that ramp from 225 to westbound I-70. Again, take it easy on these transition ramps. Weather today, winter storm warning. Heavy snow expected by afternoon, 2 to 5 inches by the evening, with only a high of 35 today. Tonight, the snow continues through the night with another foot expected in the metro. Right now, partly cloudy, 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hear it, read it, and now see it. AM760.net has news on demand, now with video. Log on and watch the latest news on AM760.net. It's news on demand with video from AM760. Progressive Talk.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone, have to go, door shut, have to go, no car coming home, have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty, and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Cheryl Hatcher. I joined the National Guard because of September 11th. I wanted to make the difference in the world. The Guard is a huge help to the community. It's amazing the support that we give to the community and that the community gives to us. If you were someone coming to me saying, I want to join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. No, there's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Toyotathon is on, and your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things. It's the best time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for. Toyota has 9 different models with EPA highway ratings of 30 or more miles per gallon, like the new 07 Yaris, which gets up to 40 miles per gallon. Right now, get incredible leases on America's number one selling car, the all-new 07 Camry. Or get great customer cash, like $500 on a new 07 Corolla. The Toyotathon sales event. Hurry, it all ends January 2nd. 2007 EPA City and Highway Estimates. Avalon Corolla Matrix RAV 4-wheel-drive 4-cylinder. Prius, Solara, Camry Hybrid, Highlander Hybrid, Yaris with manual transmission. Actual mileage may vary. Based on Arnold Polk & Company total U.S. new passenger car registrations for calendar year ending 2005. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. Varies by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 1207.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
The TomTom Give event. You give a TomTom, we give you $100 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution, TomTom. Heck, give two. TomTom. Find your way the easy way.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you look at the 10 hottest years ever measured, they've all occurred in the last 14 years. And the hottest of all was 2005. The scientific consensus is that we are causing global warming.
I am Al Gore. I used to be the next president of the United States of America.
This is Patagonia, 75 years ago, and the same glacier today. This is Mount Kilimanjaro, 30 years ago, and last year. Within the decade, there will be no more snows of Kilimanjaro.
This is really not a political issue so much as a moral issue. Temperature increases are taking place all over the world,
and that's causing stronger storms.
In the history of this country.
Early this morning, Hurricane Katrina slammed into New Orleans.
Is it possible that we should prepare against other threats besides terrorists?
From Paramount Classics comes a film that has shocked audiences everywhere they've seen it.
The Arctic is experiencing faster melting. If this were to go, sea level worldwide would go up 20 feet.
This is what would happen in Florida. Around Shanghai, home to 40 million people. The area around Calcutta, 60 million. Here's Manhattan. The World Trade Center Memorial would be underwater. Think of the impact of a couple hundred thousand refugees, and then imagine 100 million. We have to act together to solve this global crisis. Our ability to live is what is at stake.
And that is the trailer from An Inconvenient Truth, my pick for documentary of the year. Woo! I get chills. Now, doesn't Al Gore sound good? That's why my top team is Al Gore and Barack Obama. It really is. I mean, John and I were just discussing John Warner. I mean, Mark Warner, who's really, I know I'm thinking John Warner, whoops. Both from Virginia, though. Mark Warner is a Democrat, very down to earth. But, you know, I just don't think, and he already has backed out of the race once. If he comes back in, I don't know. I just like Al Gore, Barack Obama. Please run. Mike and Elizabeth, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. Happy New Year.
Well, I guess I'll go along the flow of the topic today, and I think
evil,
which is stupid.
Stupid?
But what worries me more are the people of America who voted for him. So
yeah.
That says a lot about us. Or them, because I was not one of them.
But, oh, me either.
I mean, when we were watching the election results come in and they announced that George Bush had taken Florida, I looked at my wife and I said, we are all in very big trouble if he becomes the next president of the United States. I knew it in my gut.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt it in my gut. And, I mean, you could probably write a paper on the psychological state of this country since he's become the president of the United States. It's just an overwhelming, nagging feeling that I, you know, carry around. Even when I see the man on TV, I just want to puke.
I really have to force myself to watch him, and it's my job to watch him, but
yeah,
I gotta say,
yeah.
I want to gag and run away. I'm with you. I cannot. If he smirks one more time, that British clip, that British reporter asking him a question, him smirking, that enough for you? It's serious. You know, it's not a laughing matter. You have almost, we're up to, last count that I saw, 2,973 U.S. soldiers have lost their lives.
Yep.
And now an estimate by the Lancet and Johns Hopkins, 655,000 Iraqis dead.
You know, one thing I was telling Turk, too, is another one of the documentaries that I would suggest people, and you can see it on Google for free, is Freedom to Fascism, which is the Aaron Russo film, and that I honestly don't believe we have any control over the elections in this country, that it's the big business, the big banks that control behind the scenes, and that the president and vice president are basically just the puppets in front who are taking the orders from the big banks and big money who are behind the scenes. And I would love to see Barack Obama and Al Gore or Hillary Clinton, but I worry about Barack Obama's fate as far as a president because of the white aristocrats in this world who I don't believe are ready for a Barack Obama to become president.
So are you worried that he would be assassinated?
Yeah, without coming out and saying so directly, yes. Either that or they would ruin him to the point where, you know.
I think they already started trying with that deal.
Well, I love that man. I mean, I heard him speak the other day and on TV, and he's the, you know, most centered, mellow person that I think I've
eloquent.
Seen.
Eloquent, yes.
Yes, very.
An
very
eloquent,
classy man.
Yeah, and I think he also speaks to, you know, you get the feeling because he is biracial, because he's got a white mother from Kansas and a father from Africa, you really feel like the two threads of our country, you know, that when we came over and imposed ourselves on the Native Americans, mm-hmm. but the two threads of our country since the inception of the white European domination anyway, that the sin... And this may sound too poetic or too fanciful, but we've always had a tension between our slave master past and our democratic principles. And I think he speaks so eloquently and so beautifully about unifying the country, about what concerns us, about health care, about education, about succeeding as a nation, rather than belaboring, you know, the kind of partisan politics that have been spewed at us for the better part of 30 years. I think he's a healer, and I really like that. I mean, I think Al Gore is one, too. And I think Al Gore, with this Inconvenient Truth roadshow, has finally freed himself and found his voice.
Right.
I hope that's true. I would like to see it. I even wouldn't mind Hillary Rodham Clinton and Senator Barack Obama, although I have to say I have reservations about her because of Clinton fatigue, because, you know, why two families dominating the White House, all of that stuff also kind of bothers me. But we will see what we will see. And I personally would prefer to see Hillary Rodham Clinton become the first Senate Majority Leader. Wouldn't it be cool to have two women in charge of the Senate?
Yeah,
Congress?
I mean, that's what we need. You know, I mean, we need people like Obama who speak to the people in the middle.
Yes.
You know, he speaks to the people in the middle. And, you know, but I heard somebody say today that John Edwards was going to run, right?
He did. He just announced.
He was not fresh anymore. That he was, you know,
yes.
His stay was running out, his expiration date. But I don't know. I like him too. I really like Barack Obama, and I would vote for the man in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tend to agree with a lot of what you said, but I also would add this. This was a year, as John Dickerson and other pundits have pointed out. It was a year where the bloggers did do an end run around the big money in Connecticut. They got Ned Lamont. The problem was Ned Lamont didn't support him on a wide range of issues. He wasn't perhaps the best candidate to torpedo Joe Lieberman, although it would have been very nice to see Joe Lieberman, I think, defeated, because I think he has taken some stances that just make me angry.
Right.
But I also believe that this was a year when it was shown, because a lot of the big money porkologists, a lot of the people who've been throwing that pork out to the people, you know, the bacon out, and a lot of people who had big money behind them lost their seats this year.
Right.
And that gave me some hope that the more information that gets out there via YouTube, via the Internet, via all the different, and the more people get mad and search for alternatives, the better off our choices are going to be. I hope so. Let's hope for that in 2000.
If I could just say something really quickly about the global warming, I mean, the sobering thing is what good is this planet going to be to any of us unless we start to do something about it? I mean, it's going to be just chaos, and the world's going to become more and more evil if we all don't do something about cleaning up this mess. I mean, can you imagine all the stuff that sits in garages and below kitchen sinks that are going to end up under the water at some point if we don't do it? And
thanks for that image. Thank you.
I mean, that's a good image.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your call. I do have to move on, but I thank you very much for your call. I appreciate all your thoughts. The other thing to remember, too, is China and India are spewing the most pollution these days among the best. And let's not forget the United States of America with some of the least population, the most pollution, I think 25% of it. But China and India are giving us a run for the money with coal-fired plants. Keith in Weld County, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, on your numbers of 655,000 civilians killed in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
Where do you get those numbers?
From the Lancet and a study
let me ask you.
Excuse me, a study that was done, you asked me, hold on. John Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health.
Where are they putting the 450 bodies a day? That's 450 people a day. Where do you get those numbers?
For 4 years, holes in the ground, back alleys, they're discovering more every day. Do you read the news?
Yeah, I read the news, but that's 450 people a day.
Based on what numbers? 4 years? On 1,200 days?
Yeah, that's 1,460 days.
Uh-huh.
You do 665,000 people in 1,460 days. It comes out to 450 people a day.
Well, you know what? We killed about 50,000 going in. So, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised
50,
if it's 000. Okay, let's say it's not 655,000. Let's say it's only 400,000. What do you realize the insanity of what you're arguing?
Where are these numbers coming from? You're talking hundreds.
Okay. Will you be quiet for a minute? Be quiet, and I'll tell you where they're coming from.
Don't come out.
Do you really want to know
where the numbers come from?
Do you really want to know?
How'd they get the numbers?
Well, you'd have to look that up on their website, my friend.
Well, if you're saying the numbers, why don't you tell
me? I am quoting and citing my sources. John Hopkins, excuse me.
Where'd they get the numbers from?
Excuse me.
How'd they come to this number?
You can keep shouting that all you like. But what you need to know is this, Keith in Weld County. It doesn't matter whether it's 50,000 that the Bush administration lowballs or the 655,000 that you think is highballing. What you're screaming about is the number of dead people who are dead because we invaded that country and we have run it badly from the start by every single estimate, left or right. There's nobody left arguing that the war in Iraq is a good idea anymore, except for George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Don Rumsfeld. That's it.
We're done. Here you are. You're throwing out these numbers, yet you can't tell me
Excuse me. I told you where they're from. And I personally,
it's
me,
not where they're
Aaron
from.
Hart,
how
you know what?
Come, how did they come to these numbers?
You can look it up. Here's where you can look it up.
Look it up, Keith? Yeah,
John Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health, and The Lancet, two of the most prestigious medical resources on planet Earth. I don't care how they did it, John. I trust their numbers, Keith. I trust their numbers more than I trust the numbers of the Bush administration, which has consistently and constantly lied its face off demonstrable facts.
You're talking about an amount of people that's greater than what equal to what the Germans were doing to the Jews.
The Jews who were killed in the Holocaust number in the millions, 6.5
right.
million. And people like you may have argued at that time, that can't be possible.
No,
that's 450 million. Well,
I'm
you know what? They're turning up bodies.
You're talking 460 days.
Can you just take a breath? Hey, you know what? Keep shouting the same thing over and over again. It's so tedious and so right-wing conservative. It's just what you guys do. All you can do is get on a single track and go, la, 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 la. Here's what you do. No, here's what you do, John. Keith.
No, tell me how they came up with the numbers.
Keith, stop it. I've told you the source. I've told you where to go.
I don't give a rat about the source.
I understand. Because
tell me how they came.
You know what? All you want to do, here's why you're boring. Here's why you're never going to win. Here's why you're never going to win and you're boring.
Tell me.
All you can do is shout the same thing. I am telling you, let's discuss a broader view. Let's discuss a broader view. Let's discuss a broader view, which is the war in Iraq is a mess. It is a certifiable mess. It is a disaster. It is, okay, all right, I'll tell you what. How many days did you figure? How many days? Wait. Wait,
so
how many
you
days?
Make a mess, you just leave it be. You'll just walk away from it. Let's
excuse
not clean
me.
The mess
excuse
up.
No, you know what? I would withdraw. I would withdraw because all we're doing now is causing more casualties and more havoc in our foreign policy. If Gerald Ford doesn't like this war, that's good enough for me.
If we leave, it's going to be just as big of a mess or a bigger mess.
Keith.
So why not stay and try to fix it?
Since you're such a nice... Oh, and how are we going to do that with an administration that is either too stupid or too evil to have been able to accomplish it in 4 years? Oh, I guess that stopped your tirade.
How can you plan for things? Wars you don't... I mean, come on, in World War II, Eisenhower said that when we invaded Normandy, we'd be home by Christmas. A year and a half later, they're still fighting in France.
I'd rather have Eisenhower in charge of this war than Donald Rumsfeld any day of the week.
That's not the point.
Thank you so much for your call, Keith, and have fun living in the reality you live in. I wish you truth, honesty, and the true American way in 2007. And I apologize for calling you John. I know your name is Keith. I'm Erin Hart. Look, even if you figure, I'll do the math during the break of 1,400 days, 100 people a day showing up in morgues. And you know what? It's still going to be an appalling number. It's still going to be more than the Bush administration cops do. It's still going to be closer to the truth than anything this administration says. Let's see. Should you withdraw American men and women when the administration is a lying sack? Amen, sisters and brothers. 303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, deja vu, it's that mad chloride sheen on many surface streets as Denver sprays down the roads, bracing for this new wave of snowfall due by this afternoon. Thankfully, a lot of folks on holiday, so conditions are light, but not easy. Had a lot of collision activity this morning. Northbound 25 at Colfax, westbound C-470 at Lucent, eastbound C-470 at the University off-ramp. And for I-70, we have two new ones, one eastbound west of Federal, three cars there, the other at the Washington off-ramp. Now, right now, no delays out to DIA, but only a 5-minute security wait time, wide open parking lots. Weather today, looking for that heavy snow arriving by afternoon, high of 35, right now partly cloudy, 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Another holiday season, and another season with men and women overseas. Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan. All places far from home. Happy holidays to you and your family all over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It'll all be all right.
Let's bring our military
coming back home.
With your busy schedule, who has time to earn a college degree? You do. Choose an online program through National American University and receive a quality university education with the flexibility of online learning. You can earn a college degree in as little as 18 months. At NAU, advance your career or start a new one all online. Call toll-free 1-866-491-GRAD. That's 866-491-4723. Regionally accredited by the Higher Learning Commission and a member of the North Central Association, NCAHLC.org.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy, and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just the fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
Jay Marvin here. Hey, if you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that'll save you money, available only for my friends at The Mortgage Store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program. I guarantee you're going to love it. They're going to combine a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate all your bills into one low, low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company you can trust that'll get you the results. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They have $25 million dedicated to this program, and it's not going to last long. So call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last, so don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
Top three resolutions for the new year. Number three, spend less time at the old refrigerator. Should be easy because I'm getting a new one. Number two, be happier. Well, a new spa tub should help with that. And number one, spend less money.
Get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card and get up to a $250 gift card by mail-in rebate with purchase of major appliances over $297. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Rebate offer valid through January 15th in U.S. only. See store for details.
New Emergency Immune Defense is packed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, plus zinc and other immune boosters to bolster your immune system. So even at this time of year, you can go out there and live on the edge.
I touched the doorknob with my bare hand. I'm not washing it either.
We're going on a beach vacation in the North Atlantic this February. The kids can't wait.
I make snow angels naked. Watch.
Emergency Immune Defense. So your immune system is ready for whatever you throw at it. Now in the cough, cold, or vitamin C aisle of fine retailers everywhere.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
History would also teach us that in a time of great trial, great leaders emerge. Washington, Lincoln, Churchill, and Bush.
That's the defeated Bob Bope. Oh, dear. Well, Keith, there's one for you. You're alone, by the way. It's Stupid 3, Evil 2, and OK by Me, and I guess Beaupree 1. Yeah! I said Beaupree instead of Beaupree. Okay. The thing is, I want to squeeze in a couple of calls, but I also want to go Evil or Stupid. We'll continue also our year in review and sound. A couple of movie tips coming up. We've also got a review of the year on the internet or internets, as our not-so-esteemed buffoon-in-chief would say. 303-713-7600. I mean, I love it. It's like, well, but their numbers are off. Their numbers are off. Plug my ears. Let me just point out that even if there is a problem with the extensive research done by John Hopkins, published in The Lancet, emphasis added, then, hey, even if there is a controversy over their methodology, sampling methodology, then just let's just take 100 people showing up in the morgue every day. And then let's add, and I'll even shave off a couple of the days that we've been at war and go with 1,400 that our caller mentioned, okay? That's 140,000 folks. So let's see, does it make a difference whether you, say, slaughter a town of, like, 50,000, which is the Bush administration's estimate, like, say, in Grand Junction, or whether you wipe out the entire Denver metro area, which would be closer to the John Hopkins figures of 655,000? Let's see. On the relative scale of slaughter, how is that? And I'm from a small town, so 2,900... 79 people mean a lot to me. 303-713-7600. Jeff in Centennial, welcome. And Laverne, if I don't get to you, please hang in after the news. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Aaron. Good morning. How are you?
I am well.
Aaron, this guy, Keith, that was just on made me livid. My blood was curling. I'm a United States Navy veteran with two honorable discharges. And the numbers that he used are irrelevant. Number one, even if it's 400,000, as you speculate, or he speculates is not 655,000, the numbers are irrelevant simply because they're casualties, they're deaths. And this is not including our 22,000-plus women and men that have been wounded in action, severely wounded,
yep.
And the 2,973 that you mentioned earlier, and not including Afghanistan as well.
Yes.
And just recently, former President Gerald Ford just highly criticized Rumsfeld and Bush, who I cannot stand.
And Cheney.
And Cheney. Rumsfeld and Cheney, excuse me, not Bush. And I'm a former Republican turned Democrat, and I'm proud of it because I see the direction this country's going into. And I'm embarrassed and ashamed to say I served this country under this government. Mm. For the people, I'm proud to say I served the government, but not for this government that's lost its value in the entire world spectrum.
You know what? I want to hold you over because you're making so many good points and you're a veteran. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Always on your radio. Always online. Live streaming brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver. Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-380-0500. That's 1-800-380-0502. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-380-0502.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up after noon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. A controversial decision on using cloned animals for food could come in about an hour and a half. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is in Washington.
The FDA is expected to endorse cloned meat and milk following the lead of government scientists who say this food is safe and that no special labels should be required. Producers who support the idea say the best animals could be reproduced, allowing them to consistently deliver high-quality products. Critics contend
there's a tremendous problem with cloned animals.
Many are deformed, claims Andrew Kimbrell of the Center for Food Safety, and most Americans, he says, don't want this food. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
A just-published interview with Gerald Ford reveals a harsh assessment of the Bush administration's handling of the war in Iraq.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. Former President Ford believed the Iraq war was a mistake. He very strongly disagreed with George W. Bush's justifications for war. On Washington Post Radio, reporter Bob Woodward was asked why Mr. Ford's views are only emerging now.
He would have obviously answered if asked, but he's not going to go push himself into places he's not invited.
In the interview, Gerald Ford also criticized the Bush war policy roles of his two former top aides, Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Observances for Mr. Ford are set for California, then Washington, where he'll lie in state this weekend. A service will be held at the National Cathedral Tuesday, burial in Michigan next Wednesday. Saddam Hussein's execution could come at any time. CBS News correspondent Randall Pinkston says it will be documented every step of the way.
They will videotape him moving from the cell. They will videotape the judge signing the final execution orders, and they will videotape the hanging itself.
Three American soldiers and a Marine have been killed in two separate roadside bombings in Iraq. At least 27 Iraqis have died in other attacks. Colorado is bracing for another snowstorm, and airlines have already started rerouting passengers out of and away from Denver. Airport spokesman Chuck Canada is still defending the shutdown during last week's storm.
The last blizzard closed the entire eastern half of the state of Colorado. And yet we were expected to keep the airport open during that. I don't see how that's possible.
I'm Lee Frank at Denver International Airport. Travelers waiting in long lines want to fly out before the snowstorm delays flights. Stacey Mishuk had been scheduled to depart last week, but her trip to visit family was postponed by snow.
We can't get out today. We'll just cancel everything and try again next year.
Major airlines are not charging change fees for passengers trying to avoid getting stuck at the airport.
Democrat John Edwards says he wants to serve his country, and the best way to do that is by running.
I'm a candidate for the presidency of the United States in the election in 2008.
The former North Carolina senator is in New Orleans today. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 12, the Nasdaq down 7, and S&P down 2.5. This is CBS News.
I hear you got a new car.
Yeah, I got it for a good price.
What kind is it?
Don't know.
What color?
No idea.
Four-door or two-door?
Haven't a clue. But hey, I got it for a good price.
Buying a car on price alone doesn't make much sense, so why buy car insurance that way? At Progressive Direct, we provide rates of other top companies plus 20 facts and figures, so you can compare on more than just price. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
I'm Corey Lopez with this AM 760 local news update now. Winter storm warning goes into effect at noon today for the metro area. In the meantime, CDOT crews still clearing snow from I-25, mainly in the tech center from the last storm. They've been using front-end loaders and dump trucks to haul tons of snow from the side of the road. 20 of CDOT's 80 Denver area plows were damaged battling last week's blizzard. Now the rush to repair is on.
The biggest thing really is the plow blades that the welds come apart. The blades need to be repaired, new blades put on.
Stacy Stegman from CDOT says they hope to have the repairs wrapped up in time to fight the storm blowing in. More problems expected at DIA. Frontier Airlines already canceling 10 flights over the next 2 days. Other airlines may be following suit. They're also waiving most change fees, though, for passengers who want to rebook. Airlines welcoming that move, but warn that you may have to wait on hold for quite a while when you call the reservation line. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. Bob Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we got stop-and-go traffic out of Wheat Ridge. Eastbound I-70 affected east of Sheridan. Three-car wreck there. We have slowing back to Wadsworth. We had a separate issue. Eastbound I-70 at the Washington off-ramp. Looks like that's out of the way. Three cars sitting in the HOV lane. Southbound 25 at 38th Avenue. That's smack dab in the middle of your downtown commute, making for a slow ride. And we're very sluggish southbound 225 from Mississippi to the Tech Center. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today, winter storm warning, that heavy snow expected by afternoon with a high of 35. Right now, cloudy and 27. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
As one of North America's largest graduate schools, Keller Graduate School of Management offers 7 master's degrees and 15 MBA concentrations. Take Keller classes online or on site in 3 Colorado locations. Visit keller.edu or call 303-329-3000.
Hi, folks. Otto the Owl here. Holiday travel in the shopping season is just around the corner. Travel tip number 3. Take the Northwest Parkway. It's the stress-free way to travel to the mall and airport. Go to flywithotto.com for more wise tips.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I feel liberated, and I'm just going to tell you as plainly as I can why. I no longer am going to have to carry the water for people who I don't think deserve having their water carried. Now you might say, well, why have you been doing it? Because the stakes are high.
Yeah, stakes couldn't be higher, Rushy. Evil or stupid? Oh, in Limbaugh's case, too, I'd say a little of both. We're talking about that and also the number of dead of Iraqis and how irrelevant that is in terms of immoral policies. And right before the break, we were talking to Jeff in Centennial, who, as you say, have two honorable discharges. And you said an extraordinary thing, that you serve the people of the United States, but you would not serve this government. What would you tell someone who is being recruited to go back for a surge? And how would you get us out of Iraq?
Well, first of all, I would highly recommend that they not serve because of the moral injustices that are being produced abroad in two different countries. Mm. And secondly, I would say in order to mitigate the problem in Iraq and Afghanistan, I say we just utilize our diplomatic influences in those two countries and try to work with other governments that will comply with diplomatic negotiations. And I don't think what Bush did was absolutely correct, and I really feel that on the world stage we have been really demented in the way that we have come across in worldwide views among all governments and people.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Listen, Happy New Year. I hope 2007 brings more peace and more relief for our military, and I thank you for your call, Jeff and Centennial. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you for holding. Here's the thing. It really is immoral not to count the number of people you kill. That's always been my position. If you go into a war, then you better face up to what you're doing, period. No question marks. By the way, Dan, thank you, Dan P., for weighing in via instant messages, and I can get those from the website because John Turk is thoughtfully forwarding them to me. It says, evil beyond belief is his vote. Okay, so now we're up to five evil. Evil beyond belief, beginning with Prescott, the grandfather who was convicted of collusion with the enemy. I don't know whether he was convicted, but he was certainly charged with it. That, like father, like son, and grandson. Yeah. Pretty bad. Pretty bad indeed. And you know what? We need to talk about this, and we need to keep talking about this. Evil or stupid? And how do we get out of Iraq? How do we get out of Iraq in a way that doesn't get more people slaughtered? That's my question. 303-713-7600. Laverne in Denver, you've been holding a while. Thank you so much for calling and joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, Aaron. How you doing? Getting a cold here. Anyway, poor Keith. He's so sad and pathetic.
Our conservative friend kept going, what's their methodology?
Well, yeah, the methodology was the same that they used. These are the same people that determined how many people died in the tsunami 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Nobody questioned those numbers.
No.
I think they interviewed, I believe it was like 30,000 people, and they had them produce death certificates and everything else, and then they extrapolated.
Right.
And they did it the same way as they did.
Is coming back to me because I did read it at the time back in October. You're absolutely right. That is how they sample death certificates, morgue reports, and a number of other methodologies.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right.
And
they're mortality experts.
Right. They've been doing this. It's not like they've just pulled a number out of their butt.
Mm.
I mean, it's like, my God. And then what I don't like is our nearly 3,000 deaths of our soldiers, I don't think they add the ones who die later, do they?
I don't think it says. As far as I know, it does not include, say, any number of the 20,000 or 22,000. It doesn't necessarily include people who, for example, commit suicide after they come home, or
exactly.
People who die of their wounds later. I don't think it necessarily does. I think it's casualties in country.
Doubled, and this is so sad with this.
Oh, it's immoral not to count the people who die on our behalf or on theirs. It is immoral not to count the dead,
exactly.
Period. Period.
And to discount the number and act like they don't count, and like you said, sniggering, I mean, it's like...
Or Rumsfeld, remember when he said, we don't count the dead?
No.
Well, you know what? We don't count the enemy dead. And I'm like, then stop killing them.
Exactly. In fact... I mean, it's like, oh, God, the whole thing is so horrible. But as far as them being evil or stupid, well, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, hoping to get a different outcome. And so I think they're insanely evil. And they just, this whole thing is horrible.
Yeah.
And I, from the very beginning, when they kept saying, oh, they're... they're hiding Al-Qaeda. Excuse me, how could Saddam Hussein be having financial relations with France, and then have Osama bin Laden attack one of the French oil things? I'm sorry, if Osama bin Laden had a relationship with Saddam Hussein, he would not have attacked the French.
Good point. I mean, it's just really sad. They needed Bush. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the Washington Post article with the embargoed interview with Gerald Ford that was conducted right here in Colorado in Beaver Creek, where he told Bob Woodward the war in Iraq was the way they went into it was a mistake and it was wrong and he didn't agree with it.
Yep,
it's absolutely Stunning. Wait till you see it. It really is.
And I just hope that the 25% of the people. Oh, and could we stop calling it a surge? It's an escalation.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you, because I do that, too. I fall in the trap of surge. It is an escalation.
That's their word. That's not reality.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you for setting us straight. Laverne, Happy New Year.
You, too. Take care. Bye-bye.
You bet. I'm Aaron Hart, 303-713-7600. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin. May be back with you in the new year. I hope so, and I hope Jay has a speedy recovery as well. Escalation, absolutely. John in Longmont, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Glad to be on.
Thanks.
Have you. Little word for our friend Keith in Weld County.
Yes.
If you, first of all, I'm glad he's listening.
Me too.
But when you stop talking and start listening, then you might learn something, and that's something he needs to learn. Is rather than attack the messenger, listen, and you'll learn why. When they look at those body counts, for one thing, in direct response to what he was asking. You're talking about 450 dead, if his numbers are correct, across an entire country per day. Well, things that are in that are not only gang violence, direct shootings by U.S. military, by Iraqi military, but it's also things like deaths because doctors have fled the country and there's not adequate medical care and there's not adequate medicine and other things that are happening as a result. Collateral damage of the war, and 450 people a day when you talk about that kind of thing is not really that much when you spread it across an entire country.
I think he's so focused. I'm sure right wing radio instructed him to do that. It's like, you know, just challenge him. See, because that's how right wing reactionaries argue, actually.
Right.
They get on a narrow track. They won't look left, they won't look right, they just look down, you know, they just keep he was a classic example. And I literally had to shout at him to knock him off and say,
right,
okay, even if it's, let's just say it's 100 a day, you know what I mean? Even if it's
right,
just 100,000. And he stopped. He didn't know what to say. It was like,
right,
cognitive dissonance, don't know what to say anymore.
And that's been the problem with this administration. People, and I think for the most part, the people who are really dedicated to the Republican Party is that they have been so focused on attacking, attacking the people who are actually challenging the thing that they haven't bothered to actually think and come up with rationale and be able to do a good argument or a good debate about what this country should be doing, why are we doing the things we're doing and all of that. It's just been these talking points just reiterated again and again and again. And I believe even Bush one time said, well, reality is what's being told. And if you keep saying the same thing over and over again, people will believe it, whether it's right or not. So,
yeah. I
believe I did hear that at one point.
Yeah, I believe I did, too. Evil or stupid?
The real question about whether stupid or insane, if you keep repeating the same thing over and over again and keep attacking the messenger for telling the truth, well, that is the definition of insanity.
It is, and expecting different results, because that's exactly what they're doing with this escalation. They're saying, okay, well, let's just throw 30,000 more bodies in front of a civil war.
Right.
Well, great, except you did that 3 months ago, and how's it working so far?
Well, another thing is that when your generals are telling you that's not the right move, and you still are saying, well, we want to do it anyway.
And this is an administration.
And you've all along been saying, well, conditions on the ground, and our generals, and what our generals ask for is what we do, and then the generals say no, and then you still do it. Well, that's definitely a definition of insanity.
Thank you so much.
I think it absolutely is. There's insanity going on here.
You know, I'm going to vote for all three of them, insane, evil, and stupid. Thank you. Thank you very much for your call.
Have yourself a great day.
Happy New Year in 2007. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jane Marvin on his show. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's Thursday. The storm is rolling in. It's headed your way. 17 it is, I think, or 18. Make that. As John Turk says, the clouds are rolling in over the Front Range, so get your chores done. Give blood if you have a chance, because we're running low in Colorado. It's 303-713-7600, and most importantly, stay warm and safe. And don't go sledding and don't drink cocoa. Sorry, John Hickenlooper, but hey, if it endangers or imperils everybody. Stay home, warm and safe. AM 760 Progressive Talk, except those of us who work in radio, who you have to dig out or go to a hotel. 303-713-7600.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Westbound C-470 at Broadway. That's on the ramp from Broadway to westbound C-470 for your ride through Littleton. For downtown, traffic bogged down there as well on the southbound lanes. That was due to a crash sitting in the HOV lanes at 38th Street. Weather today, looking for that heavy snow to arrive by afternoon. 2 to 5 inches by evening, high of 35. Tonight, heavy snow continuing with a foot expected in the metro by morning. Right now, cloudy and 27. I'm Tina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Spend your holidays at Arapahoe Basin. We are celebrating 60 years of skiing, riding, and great snow. A-Basin is 76% open with 85 inches of total snowfall this season. Don't forget to check out our great rental and lesson packages at ArapahoeBasin.com.
Can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you. Berrien Associates in Lakewood reminds you that the availability of donated blood in an emergency can mean the difference between saving a life or losing it. Please, give a little bit of yourself today by participating in a local blood drive. Call your local blood center for an appointment. Berrien Associates at 7112 West Jefferson Avenue in Lakewood is proud to sponsor this message. For everything in engineering services, visit Berrien Associates in Lakewood or call 303-763-2323 for expert service.
Do you know the secret to unleashing your brain power, allowing you to use more of your brain so you can read up to 1,000% faster? Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. Let me send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience the secret that unlocks the real power of your brain, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Try this demo absolutely free by calling 1-800-400-2791. 1-800-400-2791. Imagine how this could help your whole family.
Work has gotten so much easier. I'm focusing more, I'm flying through emails, I'm getting a lot more done in less time. And for me, that means spending more time with my family.
My homework's faster than ever, and my grades are through the roof.
Unlock your brain's true potential. Try this free demo today because it's only available for a limited time. For the free demo, dial 1-800-400-2791. 1-800-400-2791. That number again is 1-800-400-2791.
A year to remember.
We are so close, and there are tight races going on all over this country, and there are tight races going on in our own backyard. We have to turn this country around.
A year to celebrate.
We have taken over the House of Representatives.
Democrats in control of the House of Representatives.
It's gratifying to see us doing so well.
We'd like to say that the votes are in and we won.
Congratulations, everybody.
This place is going absolutely erupting in craziness.
Thank you for sharing 2006 with AM 760, Progressive Talk.
My friends, we're going to run this campaign on positive, constructive ideas. And it's important that we motivate and inspire people for something. This fellow here over here with the yellow shirt, Makaka, or whatever his name is, he's with my opponent. He's following us around everywhere. And it's just great. We're going to places all over Virginia. And he's having it on film, and it's great to have you here. And you show it to your opponent because he's never been there and probably will never come. So it's good for you. Rather than living inside the Beltway, or his opponent actually right now is with a bunch of Hollywood movie moguls. We care about fact, not fiction. So welcome. Let's give a welcome to Makaka here. Welcome to America and the real world of Virginia. My friends, we're in the midst of a war on terror.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, every time I hear that, it still enrages me. And Greg O, who wrote me this great letter about it, says, you know, what is with him talking about ham sandwiches and pork chops? I mean, he's so deeply insulting about when he found out that his heritage was Jewish as well. And the guy is just a loon. George of the Bungle. George of the Bungle. And it's ridiculous. It's really sad. It's really sad. But our question of the day is, you know, it's getting to be a New Year's. A storm is rocketing over the Front Range, which is going to dump even more snow on top of the ice, which is not good in terms of physics. Fluff to ice, not good. So think of an avalanche. Think of the pack. Don't drive unless you have to when it starts. And go donate blood if you have a chance. 303-713-7600. We're talking about the Bush administration, whether they are stupid, whether they are insane, and whether they are evil. I say a combination of all three, and we've had only one caller so far saying they're okay by him. Because the body count methodology must have been bad. Oh! And, of course, Saddam Hussein will be dead in the new year. That's probably his lot in the new year. He faces hanging in the first month of 2007 if they don't do it before then. 303-713-7600. But he literally says, well, if there are only 100 people showing up in the morgues every day, then okay, 1,400 days, 140,000 folks. Still more than the 50,000 they're claiming. So scary. Now, the other thing we're going to do today is we're going to take a look back at 2006, and we've got some gorgeous sound of commercials and other things that I don't know about you but drove me nuts. We've got commercials. We've also got my other picks, and we've got John Turk's pick for Movie of the Year. Mine happens to be Dreamgirls and Casino Royale. I think Casino Royale was wonderful. I didn't see a lot of the highfalutin films, quite frankly. I read the New York Times' list, and they had a bunch of foreign films. I like, you know, Pedro Almodovar as much as everyone else, and I'll see Volver, and I'll see a lot of the films, and I'll see Children of Men and all that, but I haven't seen any of those yet. And I haven't seen the Martin Scorsese film either with Jack Nicholson, and I really need to see that. But so far, 2006 brought me the heaven of Casino Royale and the best Bond ever. Ever. He is. He's just gorgeous, handsome, smart, funny, great. It's just a really good film. And it's the beginning Bond. Don't confuse it with the lousy Casino Royale with David Niven, Peter Sellers. Blech. Not that one. Go with this version, Daniel Craig. And check it out. See if you don't agree. He's the best. I mean, the best. The other thing is Dreamgirls is absolutely fabulous. It's also a great look back at the music industry, at crossover music, at the way that Berry Gordy sort of charted, or, you know, the Berry Gordy character, who's played by Jamie Foxx quite well. But the star turn, male star turn in that, the female star turn is Jennifer Hudson. Although, I got to say, Beyoncé Knowles is getting better and better, and she actually tones down her voice so she can sound more like a Diana Ross, you know, white it up for the Caucasian audiences. And it was sad. It was tragic, but it was also true. And she felt stifled by that, too, and they revealed that in this film. It's pretty true to the real-life story, actually. So you really should see those two films. And we've got a bunch of commercial sound, too. I don't know about you, but if I never hear head on applied directly to the forehead ever again, I'll be really happy. Mickey in Greenwood Village, good morning, and welcome to the J. Marvin Show on this waning day of 2006.
Good morning, Aaron.
Howdy.
Yeah, with Mr. Keith from Weld County, I wish you had used the mute button more. So he wouldn't have tried to talk over you. It was very distracting.
I don't ride that, but, you know, sometimes you can get people to pipe down if you try to talk over them, and sometimes you can't. So I probably should have stopped trying. But
yeah,
he just kept repeating the same point, which was annoying me.
Well, it was very annoying, and he had, you know, I'm sure he had no substantiation for whatever numbers he was. He'd like to think that maybe there's, first of all, I think he believes that it doesn't matter how many of them, because George Bush has decided they are bad people. And
it's okay to kill people if you think they're bad. That's
right,
why they're killing us.
I like the idea, you know, instead of the surge, what's the...
Escalation.
Escalation is precisely what he wants to do. He wants to stay the course, and his supporters cannot handle... any reality or truth. I am glad that he's listening at least sometimes to
me too.
Progressive talk radio, because more of those folks, they just need to wake up. They're so addicted to Fox News and the whole media.
Well, Fox TV has been losing viewers. So, you know, I don't know so much about how Russia's numbers are these days, but they aren't as good as they were in his heyday. But it just, you know what? People need to hear the truth. They need to hear an alternative. And at least you're right. At least he does listen to alternative viewpoints. I listen to Savage. I listen to Limbaugh as much as I can stand either one of them. Medved. I can't stand him for long, quite frankly. But I do listen because I've got to pay attention to what the other side is doing. And what they're doing is lying their faces off.
You know, at times I feel like getting out on a street corner and I'm not going to do this. And I'm really ambivalent about it. But with a sign that only two American soldiers died today, only four American soldiers died, you know, and people would get upset about that as if the life of an American soldier has more value to his or her family than the life of an Iraqi.
That's a really wonderful way of looking at that, though, too, is that, you know, only this number. Well, we've only killed, that's what I was trying to make a point to Keith. It's like, okay, even if we've only killed 50,000, that's Grand Junction or so, you know?
Yeah, but it's just, not just Al Gore, but a lot of us are angry enough and we have regained our voice and are speaking up and saying, hey, we're not going to buy this crap anymore. Bush and this administration, he is, and they are evil. Their policy is stupid. I don't think they're stupid. I think they're very evil, conniving people. They're making lots and lots of money. They and their friends are making lots and lots of money from this. And it's time that the American people wake up, stop going shopping. By the way, give blood.
Yes.
Give blood.
Guess who just went to work?
363-2300 is the appointment center for Bonfies.
Great. Thank you so much for Bonfies. Wonderful, because they were the ones that were mentioned, and I think they're having blood drives today, but I want to urge people to go before noon if they can. 363-2300. Thank you so much for that, Mickey.
363-2300, and, there's no reason why in this country of abundance and good people they should ever have to have an appeal for blood. We're finally up to 4% of eligible blood donors donate in Colorado. The national average is 5. So I think Colorado should be leading the country rather than lagging behind as far as
Thank you, Mickey, for that perspective and that insight. I appreciate it on a day when they need it, too. Thank you so much. It's 8:37. Make that. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Thank you, Mickey, in Greenwood Village. It's 363-2300 for bond fees. According to Mickey, he votes evil and stupid, insane, or okay by you. What do you think of the Bush administration? I've got your letters. I've got your phone calls. I'd love to hear from you. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, traffic still jammed up in several areas eastbound I-70, Wadsworth to I-25. That was due to a crash there at Sheridan Block in the left lane, southbound 25, 38th Avenue, downtown, and northbound 225 at Mississippi. Now, all due to wrecks in the cleanup, these areas should be clear soon. They've been there a bit. Southbound 25 from 104th to 84th is still busy, as is eastbound 270 across Commerce City. Weather today, heavy snow by afternoon, high of 35, right now cloudy and 27. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Visit 14 model homes at South Shore and find out how inspiring life can be by the water. Exit E470 at Smoky Hill Road East. Make a left on Arapahoe and follow the signs to South Shore. Live well, live blue. Live South Shore at Smoky Hill and Arapahoe.
Hear it, read it, and now see it. AM760.net has news on demand, now with video. Log on and watch the latest news on AM760.net. It's news on demand with video from AM760. Progressive Talk.
AM760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to AM760.net, click on the Blue List, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM760.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy, and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just the fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
Make your New Year's resolution more resolution. Now until December 31st, come into Best Buy, Sears, and Ultimate Electronics locations and get an additional $100 to $300 off the advertised price of select Sony HD TVs. At participating retailers, don't let the holidays go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Head on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head on is available without a prescription at retailers nationwide.
No! That was my worst commercial, other than the Geico one with the stupid caveman. This was so bad. Head on. And they're even doing a takeoff now going, head on, I hate your commercial, but your product really works. You know, can you imagine, do you really believe your headache will go away if you rub something on your forehead? If you do, you believe in George Bush's Iraq policy. You know, you wonder how 3 out of 4 people believe there were weapons of mass destruction. Head on, apply directly to the forehead. Keith in Well County, that's how. Bobby writes, I feel your pain and anger talking to Keith. He's too stupid to do research and look it up. Please hang up the phone on his silly butt next time. common sense tells anybody they're doing what they're doing is a whole lot of mass graves. That's not funny. And that the point is, if you kill people, you better count them. That's what I have to say. I mean, can you imagine in the old West? I mean, we're all Westerners. Stop this. The code of the West doesn't say you kill people and you, you know, ignore how many you kill. Bill in Longmont. Insane, stupid, or evil?
Evil, but not stupid. They were making, their whole idea was to make money for their supporters and buddies, and they're doing it.
Halliburton's doing quite well, actually, and they've privatized the military. Yeah. Making up for that corning.
We need somebody to develop a peace industrial complex.
I like that.
To make more peace more profitable than war. And so
save the polar bears. Peace industrial complex. I like this. A peace
And I want to elect a president who wants to make money for his buddies in the peace industrial complex.
You know, me too. And somebody was talking about that. I think it was Al Gore was talking about it in Inconvenient Truth. Said, you know, there is a way to make money and do this as well.
Exactly.
You know, we can develop technologies and make money.
And the profit motive is powerful. It did win World War II for us, and it can be used for peace. I think my best sound of 2006, Aaron, was the fact that radio finally stood up to the lies head on.
That's right. Head on. Applied directly to your progressive forehead.
That's right. But we've got to protect it. We've got to stand up and keep it going because three cities have dropped it since,
I know.
The election.
Listen, my resolution, because I'm terrible at looking for work, I really am. I need, in 2007, I'm sending out my DVDs. You know, it's like, okay, give me a job, damn it. I really want to be syndicated, actually, but I will take a job. You know, I just want to work steady again because we all deserve to be able to talk to each other. I learn so much. I love talking to audiences. I love having the feeling, you know, we're both from Colorado. We know what it's like, you know, hanging around the grain elevator in the small town I grew up in, listening to the adults talk. That's how I look at it. That's the way we change countries. That's the way we change minds. That's the way we change the world.
Absolutely.
Peace industrial complex.
I'll be glad to write your PR copy for your syndication.
Excellent.
Marketing.
Okay, I've already got a PR writer, and I have a webmaster, too. Good. Now all we need is the underwriter for syndication.
There we go. Yeah, really. Yeah, money.
Yeah, we
need a talk radio industrial complex.
Yeah, you know, if I had a trust fund, or, you know, maybe I'll hit the lottery, but maybe not.
So glad to hear you talk about Casino Royale. I was prepared not to like it. I was prepared that he was just going to be another interchangeable action hero with no resemblance to James Bond, but he was wonderful.
No, you know, I had a feeling he'd be really good because I am a BBC America addict, as some of you may know, and a PBS addict for, you know, a lot of the British dramas and stuff. So I've been watching Daniel Craig since he was a veritable teenager, and he is a wonderful actor. So, but I've mostly seen him in period pieces. So I was like you. I said, well, you know, sometimes these period actors, they don't do really well when they go into this kind of genre. But I should have remembered Judi Dench, you know, who is the best Q ever. Best M ever. And
who became Captain Kirk, Captain Picard.
Jean-Luc Picard of the Enterprise. Absolutely. Patrick Stewart. Who's got a pretty lively series running now called The 11th Hour on BBC America. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Well, we're all getting ready for the storm. I mentioned the other day that we were using solar energy to clear the first one. Now for the second storm, we have a new thing. We have the better plan. We have the Snowstorm Preparedness and Reaction Initiative for a New Generation. The acronym, of course, is SPRING.
Repeat that, please. You're so funny.
No storm preparedness and reaction initiative for a new generation.
Okay, Mr. Solar Melting, spring into action. Very funny. Stay warm and dry, no joke. You are so lucky to be off this week. I know that everybody who's working is swearing at you under their breath now, Bill and Longmont.
Yes,
but there you go.
All right. Have a great one, Aaron.
Thank you. Happy, happiest of New Year's. I hope to talk to you soon.
Okay, you will.
Live and on the air as well as not. I'm Aaron Hart. It's 303-713-7600. Bill in Longmont has relatives up here, and we had the we went out to lunch with his wife and his family when they came up, and it was a pleasure. Steve in Denver, thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I am well.
Well, I just went to the grocery store this morning. I'm 46 years old. I've never seen a store of ticks so clean in my life. I mean, there's
really?
No milk or no eggs, no beef. It's scary. And it's just because of, you know, it might storm, it might not.
Wow. No milk, no eggs, nothing. Did you buy soy milk or something? Or
I bought a corned beef, cat food, and TP. I had all the other stuff, you know, backlog, but and flour, you know.
And flour. Well, I don't know what they last you till spring, but corned beef, TP, and cat food sounds good. That way your cat won't eat your face in case you fall down the snore.
Yeah, I might keel over, you know. Oh, yeah, you can't buy windshield washer fluid or snow shovels, which I knew. That was like a moot point.
Well, that was like here. I went out to get some you know, ice, because it snows so rarely here. I figured, oh, of course they'll have ice. You know, nothing, gone. So no snow shovels, probably no de-icers. What else did you notice there was nothing of?
Let's see, hamburger meat, pizzas, cheapy pizzas, like, you know, quickie food, like 99-cent pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Those
gone.
Are, you know, evaporated. Because I figured I'd buy a couple of those. I made a homemade pizza last night, and the wife hated it, so my crust is, meh.
Oh, well.
I tried.
Tell her to try.
I think my crust is bad. Stand by.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Roger that.
The reason I was calling, you know, when I think about this administration and the fact that we might be able to change something, but nobody's really said it that they want to, Hitler got away with what he did, not because of all the Nazis that got on board with him, but all the Germans that laid down and said, well, it's okay.
Yeah,
and this guy, these people need to go. They set the Middle East on fire for their venal, petty little monkey stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it's much more powerful than that, but you know what I mean.
I do, and the problem is once you start that, as an earlier caller said when we first started the show this morning, you know, the last thing out of Pandora's box was hope. A lot of real horrible stuff came out before that, and I think one of the things that we need to remember is that. You know, this is going to take years to repair, and it's probably going to take at least a year to put the brakes on. I mean, as good, I want them to stand up, though. I do not want them to vote more money to these jerks. I want them to say to them, look, you have to stop. No more escalation. And really, the Democratic Party has got to grab this idea of no, don't say surge anymore. Say exactly what Laverne said. Say escalation, please.
I don't think the Nazis or the Khmer Rouge could run Baghdad. I mean, it takes a level. They hate us as much as they hate each. They hate each other as much as they hate us.
Well, I think what happened is it's the same thing. But you see, I don't know whether I agree with that because under Wesley Clark and Bill Clinton, even when the dictators died in Yugoslavia and all of that mess started. Because see, the trouble with you know these despots who we prop up and support is that they also serve a purpose, and it oftentimes is to hold the lid on sectarian hatred and ethnic violence.
Yeah, the boot on the neck. Yeah.
Yeah, and so what happened when the boot on the neck was removed? We didn't put anything in place, and so part of the problem with this is that you have to do this slowly and gradually, and they didn't do that, and they didn't do any way of, you know, it's just, we could go on and on, but my point being is, I think what they did in Eastern Europe showed how they, and it's still going on, it's still a process, we still have troops there, the NATO still has troops there, we are still calming the region, and I think we didn't do that at all, and that's part of the problem, but I agree with you, I think there is going to be a civil war no matter what we do, and then, you know, the question remains, what good are we going to do by staying?
We could leave tonight, or we could leave 10 years from now. The minute we pull out, either way, it's going to be a smoking crater.
Thanks very much for your call. So you'd say evil and stupid?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, I'm putting you down for evil and stupid, and thanks for the report
and
venal. Oh, venal. I love that word. Venal, yes, indeed. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Happy New Year.
You too. Have a great day.
Yep. Okay, here's the thing. And John Turk's wife has called in, too, and reported that it is slim pickings at the grocery stores. So, you know, I hope you've got your larders filled and that, you know, you've already gotten your pizzas and your corned beef and your eggs and milk and whatever else you need. You know, you can always buy powdered milk. Yes, I know. I'm making a face, too. Blech. But, you know, powdered milk, you can mix it up. And in a pinch, it'll put cream in your coffee, at least. At least, it'll, you know, if you mix it with cereal, if you're eating, especially if you eat what John eats, which makes me cringe, you're just like my nephew. Honey Bunches of Oats. Ugh, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Ugh, I don't like sugar on my cereal.
You eat like tuna fish and like fish at lox and stuff at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
I do. Can everyone hear you or are you just yelling in my ear?
No, I, that one was on the air.
Okay, good. I'm glad it was on the air because I want everybody to hear this. Absolutely, I ate tonight. I ate roast this morning.
Roast? And it's like you're an hour earlier than us and that was at like 4:30, 5 o'clock your time.
Yeah. I'd rather eat that than sugar. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Also, John and I have very dueling ideas about movies. Find out about that coming up. And we have Martha G of BarCop.com joining us. We're going to have some fun the last hour or two to celebrate kickoff. Happy New Year as the storm comes in. And we'll also continue to take calls on insane, evil, stupid, venal, or just okay. 303-713-7600. John Turk at the helm. Will you hear what movie he liked? I just saw an ad for it, by the way. Out of your mind. Your wife is really good, though, to go to this movie with you. Very good. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Still clearing out a couple of areas from wrecks. Eastbound I-70 at Sheridan and northbound 225 at Mississippi. Expect rolling backups for a bit longer in both areas, although they should be cleared out of the way shortly. Still had activity on the ramp from Broadway to westbound C-470, but we are wrapping up the commute. Traffic starting to get back to normal elsewhere around the city. Weather today, looking for that heavy snow to arrive by afternoon, 2 to 5 inches, 35 degrees today. Right now, cloudy and 27. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive.
Can you believe the holidays are just around the corner? Do you plan to fly out of town for the holidays? If you do, did you know DIA has the cheapest shop?
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Hey, Broncos fans. There's a great new book just for you. Available only at King Soopers. For Broncos fans only. Has Sports Illustrated covers, great trivia, and incredible stories about the Broncos and their fans. Hurry into your nearest King Soopers for your copy today.
Oh, door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
On December 12, 2006, an application was tendered for filing with the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. for the transfer of control of Clear Channel Communications Incorporated, the corporate parent of J-Corp Broadcasting of Colorado Incorporated, licensee of KKZN 760 AM in Thornton, Colorado, from its current shareholders, the stockholders of BT Triple Crown Merger Company Incorporated. J-Corp Broadcasting of Colorado Incorporated is a wholly owned subsidiary of J-Corp Communications Company, which is wholly owned by Clear Channel Communications Incorporated, a publicly traded company. The officers and directors of one or more of these entities are L. Lowry Mays, Randall Mays, Mark Mays, Alan Feld, B.J. McCombs, Theodore Strauss, John Williams, Phyllis Riggins, J.C. Watts, Perry Lewis, John Zachary, John Hogan, Bob Cohen, Don Perry, Paul Meyer, Andrew Levin, Lisa Dollinger, Herbert W. Hill Jr., David Wilson, Catherine Mays Johnson, Jessica Marventano, Bill Hammersley, Randy Palmer, John Tippett, Brian Coleman, Charles Dan III, Stephanie Rosales, Joe Shannon, Dirk Eller, Paul Peterson, Mary Stitch, Ace Haran, Chris Harrington, Scott Vick, Hamlet Newsom Jr., Richard Wolf, William Mole, Jerome Kirsting, Jeff Littlejohn, Tom Owens, Charlie Riley, Mike DeClue, Rick Mangum, Matt Hupfield, Tom Shore, Susan Karras, Steve Davis, David Crawl, Brandy Newman, Christine Epps. Following the transfer of control, the officers and directors of Clear Channel Communications Incorporated will include these aforementioned individuals currently serving as officers of Clear Channel Communications Incorporated and Scott Spierling, Richard Ressler, Ken Weldon, Charles Brizia, Stephen Barnes, John Connington, Ian Loring, Edward Hand, Mark Mays, and Randall Mays. The greater than 10% stockholders of Clear Channel Communications Incorporated will be Thomas H. Lee Equity Fund 6, LP, and Bay. Bain Capital CC9 LP, Bain Capital Investors LLC. The managing directors and members of Bain Capital Investors LLC are Andrew Balson, Stephen Barnes, Joshua Beckenstein, Edward Conrad, John Connington, Paul Edgerly, Jordan Hitch, Matthew Levin, Ian Loring, Philip Laughlin IV, Mike Nunnally, Stephen Pagliuca, Michael Ward, and Stephen Zide. Additional members of Bain Capital Investors LLC are A.J. Agarwal, Richard Albright, Dewey Awad, Michael Bavakwa, Rowick Bafar, Philip Carter, Stuart Davies, Diane Exter, Dominic Ferrante, Michael Goss, James Kellogg III, Fernando Grimaldi, James Hildenbrand, Jin Xing Huang, Michael Krupka, Jonathan Levine, Matthew McFerrin, Anand Moore, Kristen Mugford, James Naherny, Benjamin Nye, William Papendick IV, Michael Plaventon, Dwight Poehler, Peter Reel, Douglas Ruddish, Walid Sarkis, Jeffrey Swartz, Junichi Shirashito, Yuji Sugimoto, and Jonathan Zhu. Thomas H. Lee Equity Fund the 6th LP is controlled by DHL Equity Advisors the 6th LLC, which is in turn controlled by Thomas H. Lee Partners LP. Thomas H. Lee Advisors LLC is the general partner of Thomas H. Lee Partners LP. Scott Schoen, Anthony DeNovi, and Scott Spearling are limited partners of Thomas H. Lee Partners LP and managing directors, co-presidents, and members of Thomas H. Lee Advisors LLC. Thomas Haggerty, Seth Lowry, Kent Weldon, Todd Abreck, Charles Rizzia, Scott Jackal, and Soren Oberg are limited partners of Thomas H. Lee Partners LP and managing directors and members of Thomas H. Lee Advisors LLC. George Taylor, Richard Bressler, Gregory White, Joshua Nelson, Jeff Swenson, Ganesha Rao, James Carlisle, Joseph Pesci, Charles Holden, Joshua Bressler, Jeremy Tan, Warren Smith Jr., Thomas H. Lee, David Harkins, Hunter Bull, Terrence Mullen, and Putnam Investments LLC are limited partners of Thomas H. Lee Partners LP and members of Thomas H. Lee Advisors LLC. A copy of the application is on file for public inspection at 4695 South Monaco, Denver, 80237 during normal business hours.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And I want to tell you something, and I'm going to say it to you loud and clear. The radical homosexual agenda will not stop until religion is outlawed in this country. Make no mistake about it. They're all not nice decorators.
If anybody is unholy in this country, apart from the George Bush trio, it would be Michael Savage. Everybody all cringe, take a bath. What a evil, evil man. Okay, we're going to go to Jeff and Breckenridge. Then we're going to spring the surprise. If not in this segment, then in the next hour. We're going to have Martha G. of Bart Cop joining us. We'll talk about the top websites and all kinds of fun things, YouTube, videos that we can talk about. And we're going to talk about John Turk's favorite movie that he actually dragged. Well, I don't know whether he dragged her. I think she went willingly to this movie. I still can't believe that she went willingly to this movie.
It was her suggestion.
It was her suggestion? On your anniversary?
No doubt.
Oh,
and
man.
A lot of my friends are jealous.
You know, your friends must be jealous. They've got to be jealous, because I can't believe she took you to this movie on your anniversary. She must really love you. Really love you. AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-737-3600. And we'll talk about some good news amidst all the bad of 2006 as we head into 2007. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, Jeff in Breckenridge. Thanks for joining us. Welcome. Is it snowing there yet?
Well, actually, I'm driving up to Breckenridge. I'm just in Idaho Springs, and it is snowing.
Yeah, get up there quick, bud.
I'm trying to before all these people from Denver go up there and get stuck in my driveway.
Yes, because they can't drive, man.
None of us can, so I don't think there's any issue there. But
no, not in the snow. You're absolutely right. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, it's a little bit different item. I know you've been talking about whether Bush is evil, stupid, or some combination therein. But I was just listening to the other side of the dial, this Laura Ingraham. I've heard of her, but I didn't really, not quite sure what she represents other than the right. But she had a high-level military official, I think it was the Secretary of the Army, pretty much touting their new $200 million Army Strong campaign, and talking about recruitment and retention numbers. And I'm kind of curious, because he was saying it was the best year in 2006 in 13 years for one statistic and 9 years for the other statistic. And what they, I believe, failed to mention was that I think they lowered all their standards. They pretty much eviscerated any kind of education requirement, age, whether you've been in jail. You know, then they're talking about their recruiting
drug,
people
drug
from
convictions.
Crew.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, taking people that are now going to different countries. I mean, it's hard for us out here in the public. I know we got kind of the left and the right battling it out, but I wish there was some kind of statistical data that would actually be presented, and I thought that actually the recruitment numbers were down until they did this, and I'm not sure if you know anything about this or not.
Well, actually, according to what I know, recruitment has been down, and they have been having trouble retaining people. because more and more people want to leave the service because they keep getting called up to go to Iraq over and over and over again.
Well, that
so
was
people
that
who
was
joined,
interesting to me, right, is that the retentions are because they won't let them out. And
oh, yeah, well, that's it. They have stop loss going on. Exactly. They will not allow people to get because we're at a time, a quote-unquote time of war. So that is happening as well. They're also prosecuting a guy up here in the Pacific Northwest who is refusing to go back.
Yeah, I read there was like 5,000 people that won't go back, kind of conscientious objectors. But I mean, is there any place we can go to actually get this actual data?
We'll ask Martha to confirm it, too, but there's some good websites. There is one, and I'm sitting here madly trying to remember it. It's there's a veterans... Disabled Veterans of America has some good sites and some good links to sites. And he's a periodic guest, particularly on the Ed Schultz show. And I'm blanking.
Well,
on
I can
the website.
Start looking. I can look some things but it's interesting to me that you know you're trying to get 70% of the people I believe in this country are against this war currently.
Yep.
And you know, I mean, there's all this different information and disinformation out here. And all I can say in terms of being a slightly leftist type of individual is that, you know, I hope that all you folks are not, I mean, you can take statistics and do a lot of things with them.
Yes.
But I just would like the people that are representing me to make sure that they're factual. And
I try to. I have always made a point of trying to be factual, maybe because my background was also reporting. But I try to do that. You know, I did mention there was a controversy over some of the sampling statistics in the Lancet study. But as I point out, even if it's much less than 655,000, it's still really bad. Point is, you should count everything accurately. You know, I was saying yesterday, and I'll say it again, just tell me the truth. You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't hide it. Don't make me work hard to find out the truth. Just tell me the truth. Now, I'm happy that we have the Internet and we can research it, and I've only got about 10 seconds, Jeff, so I'll wish you a happy New Year and a safe drive.
Thank you.
And I will talk to you soon. Thank you. But we should be scrupulous about our facts, and we'll be talking to Martha G. coming up and to John Turk. Guess what movie he went to? You won't believe this. Where's anniversary?
AM 760. Progressive Talk. Always on your radio. Always online. Live streaming brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver. Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Big meeting in the morning and you're ready. All you need is a good night's sleep, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning and the pain.
Ooh.
Is driving you insane.
I gotta get some sleep. I should use Preparation H.
Why keep tossing and turning because of the itching and burning? Use Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief. Relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. Nighttime's the right time, too. For Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
It turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health.
And stretch and bend.
Like morning exercise and taking silver.
Centrum Silver Multivitamin is age-adjusted. It helps protect your health as you age with key antioxidants that help support natural cell repair. Centrum Silver Multivitamin.
Things have sure changed around here.
Our health protection starts with silver.
Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up afternoon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
Expected within half an hour that the federal government is giving its blessing, though not final approval, to clone food products. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has more from Washington.
Government scientists say that meat and milk from cloned animals are safe and that no special labeling would be needed for these products. Many consumer groups are up in arms.
The public is saying, we don't want this meat. We don't want dairy products from these cloned animals.
Andrew Kimbrell of the Center for Food Safety. Producers who favor this say most food would come from offspring, not from the original clones. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Well, the final arrangements for President Gerald Ford have been released. He will be given a state funeral Saturday evening in the Capitol Rotunda. He'll be buried next Wednesday in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Though he never publicized his feelings, the late president did not support the administration's decision to invade Iraq. He was interviewed by the Washington Post's Bob Woodward.
He thought the way of getting in, the rationale for it, was totally inadequate.
President Bush is huddling with his top national security advisors at his Texas ranch this morning. More from CBS News correspondent Mark Noller in Crawford.
We're told they'll be discussing the options Mr. Bush is considering, including an increase in the number of American forces in Iraq. but a spokesman also says no final decisions are expected to be made.
And three more American troops have been killed in Iraq. The government of Iraq is intent on sending Saddam Hussein to the gallows, and CBS News has learned the events surrounding the execution will be videotaped. Now, the execution is opposed by Human Rights Watch. Richard Dicker is director of its International Justice Program.
The tribunal the U.S. government brought into being, I think, was ill-suited for the tasks and the difficult terrain it had to operate on.
The advice to Coloradans, don't park the snowblowers. Last week, the state was blasted by a major storm, and forecasters say by this time tomorrow, there could be up to 18 inches of new snow in Denver. CBS meteorologist George Collins.
This storm will be as strong, if not stronger, than the previous storm of last week, and it'll affect a larger region. So traveling will be nearly impossible. So the word of advice is get out while the going is good now.
Now, the crowds have gathered in Harlem to pay respects to the Godfather of Soul.
For some fans here at the Apollo, James Brown defined their generation and their childhood. That's true for Paul Gardner. He was 11 when he heard a song that made him pay attention.
Play it loud!
Boy, it made me stand up and realize that I was somebody.
Gardner feels he has to pay his respects.
He was an icon. He is an icon. He will be missed. There'll never be another James Brown.
From 1 to 8, the Godfather of Soul's body will lie in repose on the stage he once commanded. Peter Haskell, CBS News, New York.
And checking on Wall Street's progress at this hour, the Dow is down 11, the Nasdaq off 6 points. This is CBS News.
I need Cheerios and Listerine, Huggies, Pepsi, and Pantene, GE Lights and 409. If I spill, it's bounty time. Dollar General, that's the spot. Look at everything I got.
It's clearance days at Dollar General. Get 50% off already everyday low prices on all Christmas merchandise through January 15th. And 25% off all fall and winter clothing through January 22nd. See your circular for details. Save time, save money, every day.
Dollar General.
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
It turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health.
And stretch and bend.
Like morning exercise and taking Silver.
Centrum Silver Multivitamin is age-adjusted. It helps protect your health as you age with key antioxidants that help support natural cell repair. Centrum Silver Multivitamin.
Things have sure changed around here.
Our health protection starts with Silver.
Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
I'm Corey Lopez with this AM 760 local news update now. Winter storm warning goes into effect at noon today for the metro area. In the meantime, CDOT crews still clearing snow from I-25, mainly in the tech center from the last storm. They've been using front-end loaders and dump trucks to haul tons of snow from the side of the road. 20 of CDOT's 80 Denver area plows were damaged battling last week's blizzard. Now the rush to repair is on.
The biggest thing really is the plow blades that the welds come apart. The blades need to be repaired. New blades put on.
Stacy Stegman from CDOT says they hope to have the repairs wrapped up in time to fight the storm blowing in. More problems expected at DIA. Frontier Airlines already canceling 10 flights over the next 2 days. Other airlines may be following suit. They're also waiving most change fees, though, for passengers who want to rebook. Airlines welcoming that move, but warn that you may have to wait on hold for quite a while when you call the reservation line. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, our conditions still shaking loose along I-25 southbound, either side of I-70 as we move out of the rush. Had some residual backup northbound 225 at Mississippi, eastbound I-70 at Sheridan from earlier wrecks. It's been a pretty tough ride this morning, and the storm hasn't even hit yet. In the high country, already seeing the conditions worsen along I-70 near Georgetown, so you want to be prepared for winter driving in the mountains and across the metro for this afternoon. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather today, that winter storm warning, heavy snow by afternoon.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, We can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
And I dropped my jaw so hard, John heard it back in the studio. But here is the movie that John's wife willingly took him to, in fact suggested, and he wanted to go. Of course, he obliges. Listen to the movie that John really wanted to go to with his wife on his anniversary. Here's the trailer.
When it was released in 2002, people were outraged. A new low. A plunge into depravity. A sad commentary on our degenerating culture.
This really is a good trailer, though.
A disgusting, repulsive, grotesque spectacle. Unfortunately for them, we just made number two.
Let's remove this tooth. I'm ashamed of myself. I really am. I'm completely ashamed of myself.
Jackass 2, the movie.
Best movie of the year, Aaron.
Please, that's your pick for the best
this
movie of the
pick.
Year?
This is my pick. I only saw like two in the theater this year.
Okay, I at least pick a classy one like Casino Royale. With some, you know, I mean, popular, okay, whatever, but you actually, and Dreamgirls is my favorite musical, but you've got to go for
a Jackass 2 on my 15-year anniversary.
I'm telling you, my nephews are at home going, this guy rocks! You know, it's like, great, thanks. Oh,
it's kind of weird, Aaron. I'm sitting in the movie theater with my wife, you know, and you look around, and there's a bunch of, you know, juveniles, and just kids that are kind of laughing, and really they're kind of just to be idiots. But so I'm sitting there with my wife, and I'm looking around, I'm like, I don't know if I should be embarrassed that I'm at this movie with my wife or if this is actually a good, cool thing. But at some points in the movie, you're so repulsed you just want to turn your head. And other points, you're laughing so hard you can barely stand it and stay quiet.
I'm telling you, it's true love. So does she? But she does she like the Supremes? I mean, does she like music, Motown music?
She does.
Well,
she does,
might like. She might
like. I don't
know if
she's a musical type.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily a total musical fan, although I like them and I used to act in them. But I have to say, Dreamgirls is really a fun movie. It's very lavishly produced. But you know who does the best job in it is Eddie Murphy. He is amazing.
Which we discussed earlier. He hasn't really done anything that I thought is any good since Beverly Hills Cop, the first one.
We kind of agree with that. And so I agree with that. So not we like the royal we. I just mean we agree on that one. But I have to say, he does an amazing turn as Jimmy, the sort of James Brown-like singer. who leads himself down a dark path. But it's a good movie. It really is a fun movie, and kind of flew by. It's over 2 hours, though, so just to let you know.
I'll watch that one if you do me a favor and check out Jackass 2.
Oh, please! Not unless until it comes out on videotape. All right,
when
next
it comes
time
out on video, you got to watch it what's it called?
To Colorado.
Dreamgirls, I'm sorry. When that
all
comes
right,
out Dream on video,
Girls.
I will watch it.
All right, fine. I am already got to catch up with Clerks and Clerks 2 with my nephews. I guess I'll have to. Although, I have to say, they recommended Harold and Kumar, you know, go to White Castle to me, and I was like kicking and screaming. I can't, and I laughed my head off during the entire film. So, I don't know. Jackass, that guy, Johnny Knoxville, drives me crazy every time I see him, but I'll tell you what, I'll at least watch a snippet of it.
You know what the only other movie I went to see in 2006 was?
No, I'm afraid to ask.
Happy Feet.
That's right.
That's not true. I went and saw Cars, the movie as well. So Happy Feet,
right,
Cars,
okay.
And Jackass 2.
Let's see. Happy Feet, Cars, Jackass 2. Wow. Think you were married and have kids? Yeah. Happy Feet. How is Happy Feet?
I enjoyed it. It's not really a kid movie. You know, I took all three of my kids, and it was a little more, you know, it's a musical. It's like a cartoon musical, which is kind of obnoxious, but it had a good plot line, and you've seen some of the news stories out about it that saying, you know, it's basically like an Inconvenient Truth.
Yeah,
and it's got a lot of criticism, actually.
Yeah, anything that upsets Glenn Beck and the evil one on Fox makes me absolutely happy as a pig in clover. Woohoo! Not that
it's a good movie for adults. I think you'd like it. It sends a good message, and it, you know, the music is good, and the characters are funny.
Oh,
so, you know, it's like the typical Pixar film.
I'm still trying to get my nephews to watch the original Penguin movie, so we'll see. Maybe I can talk them into Happy Feet. They roll their eyes. Thanks so much, John. And we also want to incorporate Martha G. of BarCop.com. She's entertainment editor. We're going to be doing entertainment segments, and also we're going to be talking about the websites of the year and the lists of the year. Martha G. has put together a stellar list. Hi, Martha G. Good morning and welcome. I know this is not your time of day, but thanks for getting up early in Los Angeles.
Hey, no problem. My voice is probably about an octave lower than usual, but that's to be expected at this hour.
Actually, that's probably pretty good for radio. Martha G., by the way, runs the entertainment pages of BarCop.com. We're all friends from way back in Los Angeles. And you know what? I've already used some of your best picks during this stint on the radio this week. This morning I talked about Eleanor Cliff's Bush's Worst Lies of 2006. And I also went for Media Matters Misinformer of the Year being ABC News. Boy, when I went to Media Matters' website, which you cited there, they really did distort the truth. And that 9/11 movie, I had forgotten that came out this year. That really was an abomination.
Yeah, and that got to air, unlike the CBS TV movie about Ronald Reagan with James Brolin.
Yes.
Now, that one got shuffled off into cable Netherlands, and, what's to be expected when you have a giant mouse in charge?
A giant mouse of Sumatra. Full disclosure, someone in this room, not me, has worked for the giant mouse of Sumatra.
That's right. I was their willing slave for most of the Bush-Reagan years.
Yes, indeed. I remember it well. Yeah. Okay, so now I also took advantage of your overhyped, underreported stories, which is by one of my colleagues from up here, Jav Parrish. And we talked a lot about that. I tell you what, though, my favorite headlines were the Slate magazine's top picks of the year, John Dickerson, and what he said about George of the Bungle and Donald Rumsfeld. You know. Also, this morning we've been having a discussion, maybe you caught it when you were hanging online before, about whether the Bush administration is insane, evil, or stupid.
Or both.
Or all three. I really think they're a triple play, don't you?
Definitely a hat trick.
Yeah, I think they're pretty scary. So we'll talk about, she's got dumb quotes, and I haven't looked at this one yet. So together we'll look at 25 dumbest quotes of 2006. Also, Famiculus, we tried to get the webmaster from there to come on as a guest, but we haven't had any luck in reaching him or her. But that's a great list for lists. I mean, that's where I found a lot of things this week to talk about as well. And I love the fact you're a woman dear to my heart, because you know that that I have to A to Z guide for political interference in science.
Boy.
Is absolutely must see.
That's something that'll get your blood pressure up on those days when you just don't feel like going.
I tell you, it skyrocketed my sensibility. So we'll talk about that. If you have any favorite websites, the influence of YouTube, all kinds of, what did you find out on the internet? Do you think it's changed politics? These are all questions for you, the audience, because I don't want you to feel left out. I want you to call us up at 303-713-7600. We have John Turk back in the studio who may chime in or not, as the case may be. We have Martha G., entertainment editor of BartCop.com. And by the way, all of these links will be accessible to you if you just go to Google and type in Aaron Hart Show links. Is it? Do you need the show? I forget.
Aaron Hart links.
Aaron Hart links. Aaron Hart links, and it'll go directly to the page and not to your forehead. 303-713-7600. We also have clips of my favorite ad of the year, which I'll leave you to guess. Maybe John will play it when we come back. Coming up on the J. Marvin.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega 3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Mendez, being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined.
Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Why does that bother you?
Why does it bother me? So easy a caveman can do it?
Well, it's just a commercial.
Okay. Well, what if it said, Geico.com so easy, a therapist can do it.
Well, that commercial wouldn't make sense to me.
Why not?
Well, therapists are...
Are what? Smart? My mother's calling. I'll put it on speaker.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I hate Geico commercials. I hate them.
And we just gave them free advertising.
All right, we have to play the Apple ads then, because those are my favorites of the year. John Hodgman is hilarious. And Justin, and I'm blanking on his last name, Goodwin, the actor who plays the Apple guy. Let's play that one, because I just want to remember that, and then we'll talk to Martha, because she's a TV person too. So let's just listen to one of the Apple ads.
Hello, I'm a Mac, and I'm a PC. And I feel inadequate.
Okay.
PCs get viruses. We can't do as much out of the box.
Doesn't know why you're so hard on yourself. I don't get it.
Mac, why don't you say something positive about PC?
Okay, easy. PC, you are a wizard with numbers and you dress like a gentleman.
PC?
Well, Mac, I guess you are a little better at creative stuff.
Well, thank you.
Even though it's completely juvenile and a waste of time.
No. Maybe you should come in twice a week.
Yeah. See, those are my favorite ads, and I buy them again and again and again and again, and I've been meaning to buy their stock. I wish I had done so in 2000 when I first was impelled to do so, and didn't. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk, and we're joined by Martha G., who's joining us from the studios of of Los Angeles. Actually, she's joining us from her house. And we're talking about BartCop.com, and she's the entertainment editor. BartCop.com is a progressive site. You may or may not have heard of it. It is linked to on my webpage, which is AaronHartShow.com. Quite a year. Do you think the bloggers had as much of effect as the pundits are trying to say, Martha G., or not?
I really don't think so. I think that the bloggers are showing themselves to be very good at saying, hey, look over here. But unfortunately, the big-ticket media guys are going, no, look over here.
Yeah.
You know.
I think they had some influence, but if they really had as much influence as they were trying to pretend, then Ned Lamont would be senator from Connecticut.
Exactly.
You know, and he wasn't, and I didn't know whether he could win, but you know, and Lieberman fought well. I have to give him credit. I don't like his politics, but I think one of the things that I noted was they also kind of ran out of steam after they got him into the primaries and got him to be the Democratic anointed one. They didn't really push him in a way that would have showed him as a more multifaceted character. He may not have been. That may have been part of the problem.
Well,
but
yeah,
I don't know. It just seems to me it's been overblown, but I wanted to see somebody who works every day on the internets, as our stupid president calls it. So I guess the year in review, what struck you the most in terms of what happened this year? I think what struck me was the surgence of YouTube, the use of video in order to, because, I mean, certainly George Allen was in part torpedoed by his own stupidity.
Well, give the people what they want, you know. YouTube opened up the potential of you'll see something on TV and going, did I just see that? Well, odds are someone else saw it, and it's going to show up on YouTube. And, you know, it gives you a nice reference point to be working from. I use it all the time with my dad.
Well, my other favorite, yeah, absolutely. And I think my other favorite thing that happened this year was that you could see it and you could also replay it. And being able to do that is really, really fun, actually. I mean, I have to say, it makes me glad I pay the extra for for cable rather than dial-up. But I think that, again, I think it's going to have an influence, and I noticed that John Edwards, see that how quickly we forget, announced his candidacy on the Internet and on YouTube. He made sure he had a video there.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he'll probably already has a MySpace page.
Everybody does.
I know, not me.
Oh.
Not one that I know about anyway. I certainly didn't put one up. If anybody sees one, it wasn't me. About political humor, I love the fact that you connected to the 25 dumbest quotes of 2006. And I had forgotten some of these. But I think I'll just commit suicide by Senator John McCain when he was talking about the prospects of the Democrats taking back the Senate.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know, and yet did the big media come back and hit John over the head with that?
Mm-hmm.
No. On the other hand, the one thing that you have to be aware of when you use the Internet as a reference point is the ease with which someone can go in and change what you are referencing.
Oh, yeah.
And Media Matters had a great one earlier this year where they got into, it was the picture of the mission accomplished on the big ship off the coast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they
on the deck of the Abraham Lincoln when Bush announced, right, 1,400 days ago, yep.
And if you go up to whitehouse.gov these days and you reference through all of their video feeds, you'll find that they've actually tweaked the video so that they've shifted it up so that there's a big black strip across the bottom that they're putting writing in now, and they've completely omitted the mission accomplished banner that used to be in the background.
Okay, I want somebody to hack it and put insane, evil, or stupid.
It's amazing, especially the White House's own website is the one that is the most jaw-dropping, where they go in and try to clean things up or to fix speeches or to take misspeakings out of.
Yes, well, with Bush, if you took misspeaking out of, he'd be going, or, and, and that would be about it.
And the occasional mommy.
Mommy. Yeah. I'll tell you, mommy looked pretty horrible recommending everybody give to those people who ring bells. Yeah, nice.
Oh, I'm surprised that, you know, she wanted that, you know, she bothered her beautiful mind with the concept at all.
Oh, yes. My mother, who passed away this year, as you know, despised Barbara Bush, actually interviewed her and did not like her any. Jan and Aurora, welcome and thank you for joining Martha G and I on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. I guess I just wanted to basically say I think the Internet has definitely influenced politics and the way people are reacting in the world today. I'm a member of Move On, and that's a prime example. Mm-hmm. Move On is a grassroots organization, and a lot of people still aren't familiar with it, even though we're getting bigger and stronger. We've got 3.1 million members. That's 1% of the United States. Members, and it was started in 1998 on the Internet. Yeah. Most of our members communicate on the Internet. Mm-hmm. Most of our work is done via letters, via petitions. We're starting to do more on the ground, but over the last campaign, these last elections, we made over 7 million phone calls out of the living rooms of the homes of the members of Move On, using the Internet as a way to get us organized and to get us the numbers that we needed to call, calling into districts all over the country. And I think that we definitely made a giant impact on taking back America. So
I think you no doubt helped, and I think it did. I think it did, absolutely. How about you, Martha?
Oh, definitely. Move On is also a great source for videos.
Yes.
Lots of entertaining and informative videos.
Absolutely. And even though the right wing jumps on everyone that's posted by anybody who runs anything mildly, you know, controversial or stuff that they don't like and tries to make it look like Move On is a propaganda arm of the extreme left, it really isn't true. It was started by people. I remember when it started because I was working on TalkSpot.com and we hooked up from the beginning. And they were a bunch of folks in Silicon Valley. And what they wanted to do was stop the madness in terms of the impeachment of Bill Clinton. They couldn't stand
it. And move on.
And move on. Exactly yeah. Right.
And one of the things that, and you know, majority of the people in Move On tend to be centrist. I tend to be a little more to the left, and my leaning started back in the 60s. So, you know,
sure.
I'm one of the old hippie types. But Move On has been my focus because it has not been taken over by any group. It does not allow any party, political party, to grab a hold of it.
And thank you for that reminder as well, Janet. We're running short of time for this segment, but thank you so much for your call. Happy New Year. I also want to say, before we went to the break last time, we were talking about, actually at the top of the hour, we were talking about veterans. Paul Rykoff, our IECKHOFF, as John and I remember how it's spelled, is Executive Director of Iraq Afghan Veterans of America. And that is also a good source to look for the truth about recruiting levels and everything else. It is 9:31 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Martha G., entertainment editor of BarnCop.com, joins us this morning. We're reviewing the web, the year in review, and in terms of the web, and your comments as well. Absolutely welcome, and how the Internet influenced politics and our lives in general. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. Keep an eye out for that storm lumbering its way over the Front Range. Do go shopping if you can find anything left in the stores. Call ahead, because I understand the pickings are kind of slim. 303-71.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Hey, Broncos fans, there's a great new book just for you, available only at King Soopers. For Broncos fans only, has Sports Illustrated covers, great trivia, and incredible stories about the Broncos and their fans. Hurry into your nearest King Soopers for your copy today.
If you don't use it, you lose it. 2006 is almost over, and with it, your insurance flex dollars. Your optic says thanks by having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one pair of new designer glasses at regular price and get the second pair for half price. Finish off 2006 with two pairs of glasses, and your insurance flex plan picks up the tab. Save big on the largest selection of unique, stylish frames from Colorado's premier optical store, Your Optics. Your Optics second pair half price sale. In Cherry Creek North, in Park Meadows Mall, in Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard, and in Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear. Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
And SUVs along the Front Range. There'll come a day when we won't use fossil-burning fuels, you know, in cars and things. But until we reach that point, if you need an automobile, the serious place to go is Rocky's Autos, and that matching down incentive will save you some real money. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the Internet, rockysautos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just the fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I finally began to figure out something important this year, and that is the strangest thing about George Bush to me. You can't really call him stupid and you can't call him insane. However, a lot of the times when he speaks, his face doesn't match the words. And that's kind of strange, considering the words come from here, and the mouth is here. It doesn't have that far to go. It isn't like it runs down past your kneecap and up around your ass and back into your mouth. I believe what happens is this. He begins to speak and the words start down. But then, inside his head, he hears the bell of an ice cream truck.
I love Louis Black. I've been watching Louis Black since he's played small rooms in New York City with just a stool and some newspaper clips. He was hilarious then. He's hilarious now. I'm Martha G., entertainment editor of BartCop.com, is also a Louis Black fan. And you just revealed information to John Turk that did Ebert and Ropert actually really, really like Jackass 2?
Both of them gave it a thumbs up, saying that, you know, it wasn't either their cup of tea, but it was a funny movie.
Oh, no. All right. I guess
told
I'm
going
to... See, that's it. No, I believed you, John. It wasn't that I didn't believe you. I just wanted everybody else to hear it, too. I'll tell you, now my nephews have ammo. Like, I'm going to be unescapably having to watch Jackass, too. Okay.
My kid decided that the movie he had to see this year was The Aristocrats. And if his mom hadn't had a clue, anyways.
You know, I didn't like that movie. I thought it went on too long. I stopped watching it in the middle. I thought it was boring. I just didn't like it.
Well, it wasn't on his selected list, but when it showed up on HBO, it shows up at the most peculiar times, and kids will watch it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm sure they'll watch it. I did watch it because I thought, well, if this is the greatest joke in the world, then I got to hear it. And I just thought, and I also didn't think, I think discussing a joke and dissecting a joke is not funny to watch. It sort of like is like making sausage. You just can't do it.
Well, if you've ever made sausage, you're not prone to like eating it that much anyway.
Yeah, I have tried to stay away from making sausage, actually, because I do like it occasionally.
Oh, venison season, that's a big thing to do back home.
Venison will not touch. I think I ate it when I was a baby. I do not like gamey meat.
Ugh. Then you didn't have it done right, as I've been instructed to say.
Okay, maybe I'll try it again on the strength of you cooking, but nobody else. 303... Okay. 713-7600, AM 760 Progressive Talk. The other thing I want to talk about besides your fabulous links, and they are fabulous, and don't forget you can get this stuff if you just Google Aaron Hart links, and you can be connected straight to the Bart Cop page. Martha will be posting them later today, right? Or I said within 48 hours, so I gave you some wiggle room.
Oh, cool.
On one of the things that you recommend, though, the foreign policy top 10 stories of the year,
mm-hmm.
I was struck. I mean, I knew this, but I was struck by, you know, sort of, you know, when you read things in print and you're sort of like, oh, yeah, that really is true. The gender gap has indeed gotten smaller this year. Female heads of state took office in Chile, Liberia, Hillary Clinton, and I'm going to mangle her name. Signor Nene Royal set tongues wagging in Washington and Paris over their presidential prospects. But it is true, more women are getting elected, and more women are going to school. That's what astounded me. In 1990 in China, 75 girls attended for every 100 boys, and today the figure is 97. Girls enrollment shot up 60% to 81% in India. Sub-Saharan Africa is lagging behind the rest of the world, but it too saw more girls in the classroom. I mean, you and I have discussed this. Don't you think the world will be better when women take over, as long as they're not Maggie Thatcher, who I'm still convinced is a maggot man in drag?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, women end up cleaning up the messes everybody else makes. So, you know, we have a clue about that sort of thing. And also, you know, especially since I had the kid, I tend to be even more anti-war than I was before. And it's like, no, you ain't using my little boy for cannon fodder. I'm sorry.
My nephews have made me even more, you know, and it's like whenever I think of that, I was watching them when I was watching the bombs drop in Iraq because I was in Colorado when the war in Iraq started, and I thought, this is horrifying, but even more horrifying when you look at a little cherub standing next to you who, you know...
In 10 years from now, yeah.
Yeah, I just... Ugh. The other thing I think that was striking this year, besides, and certainly in this country, more women got elected to the Senate than have ever been elected before. But
for 50% of the population, 51% of the population, and now we got what?
16.
Yeah,
16
okay.
In the Senate. 16. It's better than 14 or 13 or whatever it's been in the past, but 16, I wish personally it were 51, but how do you think Nancy Pelosi is going to do? Because I get a lot of rhymes with witch comments, surprisingly from progressives, too, which is
sad.
Yeah.
I am not Nancy Pelosi's biggest fan, but I don't see where she can screw up any worse than Tom DeLay.
Well, you know, she won't be taking envelopes of cash from Jack Abramoff, at least.
And she won't be having hot tub bubble bath parties with using her daughter as the lure, so sure.
Oh, man, I'd forgotten that.
You know, there's been so much wonderful stuff of a nefarious nature that's gone on this year that the big ticket media has dropped because we aren't supposed to be reminded of it, I guess.
Such as?
The whole Tom DeLay scandal.
Yeah.
Jack Abramoff, good heavens.
I know, when you think about it, and you think of the reverberation, I mean, certainly it's been mentioned, John Dickerson mentioned it, it's been mentioned on various websites and top ten lists, but really when you think about the reverberation from that scandal, Ralph Reed got smited in his bid for attorney general in Georgia, thank God. Bob Ney lost his job and is going to the slam. Let's not forget the Dukester from your neck of the woods. Joe Cunningham, who's
never had to have a trial, and we took at his word what he had had given to him.
Just,
you know, we keep seeing these clips right now on TV of Gerald Ford, and our great national nightmare is over, and it's like, oh, right. We can't go after those guys, so we're going to set it up now so that all the grand old men of Iran-Contra are now our elder statesmen.
You know what? I agree with you so much. Yesterday's topic was, I can't help it. Every time I think of Gerald Ford, I think, how in the world did you pardon Richard Nixon? I mean, because we were talking about, and I don't know what you think, but don't you think it would have been better for the country if he had actually had to go to jail or at least been convicted of the crimes? Because then a president or anybody in high office who was tempted to break the law outright would maybe think it over before they did it again. I'm talking about you, Dick Cheney.
Well, you know, when you think of the only impeachable offense is having oral sex with a consenting adult in America, we can't put the country through this. No, we're going to put it through for something really stupid.
Yeah, very, very, very stupid.
And to this day, I mean, Bill Clinton is still used as a punchline, you know, by lazy media. You know, I can't watch Jay Leno. I am so tired of the cheap shot.
Yeah,
he's
I'm done with him. I will watch David Letterman because he still has moments of cleverness. But you know, my laugh of choice is, speaking of Lewis Black, Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert. I go
the fake
there.
Fake news is more accurate than the real news.
Well, and let's not forget Stephen Colbert's courageous turn at the press club dinner. I mean, still my favorite video clip of the year, really. He was like Swift. He was like Jonathan Swift.
Exactly.
Was amazing. He was brilliant.
And able to stay in character. Everyone's so amazed that, you know, Sacha Baron Cohen could stay in character as Borat. And it's like, hey, how about Stephen Colbert?
Stephen Colbert is a master. I mean, I saw Tim Robbins on the show, and I was like, you know, is Tim Robbins playing a double goof, or does he actually get that he's in character? The first time, the second time he obviously knew the game. And he played it well. He actually handed Colbert has had a couple of times. But it's fun to watch people go on and dance with him because, you know, half the fun is trying to figure out, do they know he's kidding them or don't they?
Well, you usually have when you look at the TV listings and see that he has a conservative Republican, you know, and then chances are the Republican's going to whine afterwards, well, I didn't know he was going to do that to me, well. I was like, oh, come on.
Oh, my favorite one was Wexler going, yes, I love cocaine. Yes. Somebody not only gets it, but is ballsy enough to respond in kind. Loved it. Okay, we're going to talk more about Martha G's top lists of, and really, Famiculus is absolutely fabulous. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's FIMOCULOUS.com. They have a master list of lists of 2006. And also, you really, if you want to get your blood, if you're a little cold in the blizzard, A to Z Guide to Political Interference in Science. Must see internet. We'll talk about YouTube and all kinds of different sites at Martha G., entertainment editor of BarkCop.com. Don't be shy. Join us. We'd love to hear from you at 303-713-7600. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk, my New Year's gift to you, BarkCop.com. And John Turk back in the studio. More sound coming at you from 2006 on The J. Marvin Show.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Things moving along nicely now, with the exception of 225. Still going to be a little crowded in both directions. Earlier problems, still having a tough time recovering from that. But the rest of the drive around town, I-25 looks good on both sides of downtown through the bridges and out of the tech center. No worries there. Through the tech center down to 470, decent drive. 470, pretty good shape as you make your way across Highlands Ranch. Also, I-70 looks good on both sides of the city, and no worries on the turnpike to or from Boulder. Of course, this will change later today. A winter storm warning in effect with heavy snow expected this afternoon, 2 to 5 inches by this evening. Then tonight, another 7 to 12 on top of that. Of course, higher amounts in the foothills. Tomorrow, snow highs in the 20s. Probably the same thing for Saturday. Right now, it's 29 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's the year-end clearance sale at Freeway Ford, and the deals are incredible. Right now, buy any used 06 Explorer or...
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
Keeping it going in 07.
Thank you, Colorado!
I want to get as blue as we can get, man. That's how blue I want to get.
This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone, have to go, door shut, have to go, no car coming home, have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
Your attention, please. Due to excess inventories throughout the automotive industry, accountants have ordered the MedVet Autoplex to perform an urgent inventory equalization sale to balance our supplies of cars, trucks, vans, and sports utilities. For this extraordinary event, the executive committee has authorized MedVet sales managers to maximize trade-in allowances and to sell and deliver every vehicle possible at both of our locations. Sacrifice pricing is now available on every Chevrolet, Cadillac, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, Buick, Pontiac, GMC, Hummer, Suzuki, and pre-owned product. You will save thousands. MedVet will feature 0% financing or no payments until June 2007 on select vehicles with approved credit. MedVet's target is to sell more than $50 million worth of cars and trucks before the close of business on January 2nd. Act now, only at the MedVet Autoplex on the I-25 corridor to park the 181 ramp Castle Rock and on I-70 in Wheatridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVet Autoplex.
Do you know the secret to unleashing your brain power, allowing you to use more of your brain so you can read up to 1,000% faster? Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. Let me send you a free demo of the secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience the secret that unlocks the real power of your brain, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Try this demo absolutely free by calling 1-800-400-2791. 1-800-400-2791. Imagine how this could help your whole family.
Work has gotten so much easier. I'm focusing more, I'm flying through emails, I'm getting a lot more done in less time. And for me, that means spending more time with my family.
My homework's faster than ever, and my grades are through the roof.
Unlock your brain's true potential. Try this free demo today because it's only available for a limited time. For the free demo, dial 1-800-400-2791. That number again is 1-800-400-2791.
A talk show that thinks like you. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
And the devil came here yesterday. Yesterday, the devil came here. Right here.
En este mismo lugar.
Right here.
Huele a azufre todavía.
And it smells of sulfur still today.
Esta mesa.
Huele de sufre todavía. Eso fue el presidente de Venezuela, Hugo Chávez.
calling the President of the United States the devil. One of our favorite moments of 2006. My favorite line, huele sufre aquí. You smell sulfur around here. Ooh. All right, 303-713-7600. And for you who called, it is AM760 Progressive Talk. Not Progressive Talk. Or Progressive Talk. It's Progressive Talk. Okay? Just for you. And we have been corrected. John Turk and I, we have to stand corrected. It is Jackass number 2. We screwed up the title. Gee, John, don't you feel castigated? It's more.
I apologize.
Better castigated than castrated.
Yeah, I guess. Martha G., of entertainment editor of BartCop.com, joins us as well. I have to say, Progressive Talk. Although you're quite the English. Wasn't that funny to hear Hugo Chavez saying, huele sufre? That was on the United Nations platform, by the way. That's when he said that. Wonderful stuff. The other thing is you conclude two humorous sites that are absolutely fabulous, besides your own pages, of course. Satiricalpolitical.com, wonderful. Disinfotainment Today. I can't wait to see your YouTube selection. I mean, the coolest 8-year-old in the world talks about O'Reilly.
Yes.
I haven't had a chance to watch these yet. I'm sort of saving them as a New Year's present. What is it, really a cool 8-year-old talking about O'Reilly?
No. Well, O'Reilly does get mentioned, yes. it's a very progressive child. There's been an awful lot of chatter on the right-wing sites about how horrible to set a little kid up to do something like that. But it's an absolutely adorable young girl expressing an opinion.
Excuse me, didn't you and I both become possessed by politics when we were, like about 5?
With me, it was the Kennedy years, yeah.
Yeah, I got possessed at 5-year-old, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't
Kennedy
know.
Was the cute one running against Nixon, you know, so that was...
I don't remember that so much as I do remember Kennedy, but I don't remember that election very well, although I did see clips of it, of course.
That was the first election that I remember, the first Republican dirty trick that a boy in my class kept telling me, that Kennedy wanted us to go to school on Saturdays, and that's why nobody should vote for him.
Oh, no! How rude!
He grew up to be the mayor of my hometown, so...
I was going to say, did he move to Colorado and his name Keith? Keith called up to say that that the numbers are flawed in terms of counting the dead in Iraq. Oh, by the way, do you know of... someone else called on the way to Breckenridge, and I hope you're there safely, by the way. Was called and asked about a good site where you can find solid information on recruiting, because Laura Ingraham... Ugh, is apparently spewing disinformation today about recruiting tax, saying it's up, and the military is fine and dandy and not overstretched. And
they released that story last week saying that they had met all of their numbers and that everything was peachy keen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not buying it. You
Me
know.
Either.
Do you think that this administration lies?
No.
When
they open their mouths?
That's how you can tell. Exactly.
Yeah. Cheap but easy. Well, I know of a couple. Disabled American Veterans has a good one. Iraq, Afghanistan Veterans, I think, also has a good one.
Veterans for Peace also has a good
Veterans
one.
Veterans for Peace. That's the one I've been trying to think of. Veterans for Peace. Thank you. Now, I was going to ask you, too, in terms of the Internet and the influence do you really think that torpedoed George Allen, or was it just that
it was
Jim Webb was a solid, moderate Democrat who couldn't be torpedoed?
I think it was both. I think, though, that the video was the grease that hit the skids that made it that much easier.
Yeah, I think so, too. I really do. And I think the ability to replay it.
And especially when it's somebody making a total ass of themselves and then trying to rationalize it later.
Well, his whole thing when he discovers his mother's Jewish, yeah, but she makes a mean pork chop. I mean, what is that about?
Well, you know, and this for a good old boy that was raised in Palos Verdes Estates? Come on.
I know.
PV.
Oh, he's such a sad sack.
Although, you know, the people over on PV, you know, started telling tales and showing pictures of him with his little suit where with the Confederate flag on it. So.
Yes, and a number of people who went to college with him turned out and talked about that, too.
But notice that, you know, unlike if the ball were in the other court, those people weren't on every talk show imaginable, especially those that originate from Fox.
Yeah, although Fox has had a dip. I mean, MSNBC is busy bragging that their viewership is up 7% and that Fox and CNN are down. Is this the year where Rupert Murdoch loses his grip? Is that why he's holding fundraisers for Hillary Rodham Clinton? Or
no, Rupert just wants to play both sides of the street.
Yeah,
you know, he's got his money.
Power.
Yeah.
Power. Power and money. Yep.
You know, it's sad. Well, you know, media consolidation, we're going to see even more. So, you know, Rupert's actually going to increase his hand.
Well, as long as the money boys figure out that progressive talk radio is absolutely viable as a commercial entity, I will repeat again, absolutely viable as a commercial entity. Because guess what? We shop, we eat, we buy houses, we buy cars, we do a lot of things that everyone else does. College, yep, we've got all kinds of funding to go. I mean, we invest, hopefully, if we have anything. And it's just ridiculous. The other thing that happened this year in terms of the Internet, I just want to touch on briefly, Snakes on a Plane. Mm. Didn't do as well at the box office, but what an hilarious. Is this the first movie that's ever been devised on the Internet?
Boy, it sure got picked up word of mouth. People talked about it for months before it showed up.
I think talking about it probably was more entertaining than the actual movie itself, although I still can't wait to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it either. You know, it's like I already know what it's about, so thank you very much.
Well, and I don't know. I just want to replay him saying, Snakes on a Plane, you know, anyway.
But, you know, you can't do it unless you can use all the words, and, well, you know, there's words that we can't use.
I can't
use.
Repeat all of them. I know. I had to stop myself. Martha G., thank you so much, as always. We've plumb run out of time yet again. I appreciate your time and your expertise. Entertainment editor. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Entertainment editor of BartCop.com. Do please go. Erin Hart's links, and you'll be able to get the fabulous links and the YouTube videos that she specifically scouted for you. Always never enough time. Thank you, John Turk. I appreciate you. And even if you do like Jackass number 2, you progressive scoundrel, you. And thanks to all of you. I've had a wonderful time this stint. Hope to see you again in the new year, 2007. Have a very safe time in the snow. Enjoy. Be careful. And do remember, room service. That's for all of you guys who will be staying in hotels. Thanks again. Enjoy. Stay tuned for Hartman in for Franken coming up next.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Spend the holidays with your Colorado men's and women's basketball teams this Saturday, December 30th at the Coors Event Center. The men will take on TCU at 1 p.m., followed by the women's game against Houston at 7. In addition, fans of all ages will have a chance to win prizes throughout both games, including the grand prize of an Xbox 360 Pro at the men's contest and a Sony PSP at the women's game. For more details, visit CUBus.com.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying...